Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Temura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Netagetzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
We're learning Maseches Temura Daf Lamed. The sugya is about which Nashim, which Zaynais, are Nichol and Esnan Zayna, and the sugya starts in the middle of Daf Chavtes Amid Beis. Now this sugya, interestingly enough, is brought a little bit in the Paiskim. Bechlal, the Inyan of Esnan Zayna is brought in the Paiskim in Shulchan Aruch Chaim in the Paiskim there. Because the Ramah in Simen Kufnin Gimel, Sifchaf Aleph, Legabe Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim a big chiddush. He brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that there's a psul of Esnan Zayna who would then Legabe donating to a shul. If a Isha Zayna is donating her Esnan Zayna to the shul, the shul is not allowed to take the Esnan Zayna. The guy brings him a card to this, because the Gemara, Limbalein and Aflamen and Beis, brings down from a Rebbe of Beis Hashem Alekecha, that Beis Hashem Alekecha, Lerambis Aseri Kuhn. That, let's say, to use it to cover the Mizbeach, you can't use an Esnan Zayna for it. So Mela, it's not only a carbon, it's even, it can't be in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what's also discussed. If, let's say, she gets parchment, as an Esnan Zayna, that you can't use that parchment to make a Sefer Torah. Now the Magen Avraham names on that Avada, this din that you can't use an Esnan Zayna in the Beis HaKnesses is a din derabanan. Neither ice, it's only in the Beis HaMikdash. I was clearing that maybe the Chafetz Chaim in his Psicha to Chafetz Chaim and Mitzvah Asin, Mitzvah Zayin that he brings, he brings Kamer Rishonim there, the Urayim and the Smag and the Smack that hold that there's a din of a Mikdashi Tiro, a din de Raisa of Meir Mikdash that applies to Beis HaKnesses. And he brings there the Berimayim Chaim, the Prima Godim, and Simon Kufnan Aleph Nemzon that no, it's an Isidur Abanan. Or maybe it's Takatoli Habaha that if you hold that the whole din of Mikdashi Tiro should go on a Beis HaKnesses, is only a din derabanan, it's only in a smachta, so Vadi can't say that there's a psul of Esnan Zayin in the Beis HaKnesses. But if you hold like the Rishonim, the Yireim, the Smag and the Smack, that say klar, that it's a din deraisa, and Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is a din deraisa, so maybe the psul Esnan Zayin, which is learned out from Beis Hashem Alekecha, like the Goyin says Yiku, maybe it's a psul deraisa. But either way, Al Kapanim does state in the Ramah, he brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and there is a din Esnan Zayna Legabe Beis HaKnesses. And it's Mavur from the Ramam and the Paiskim there that it's with all the Tanoim that we have of Esnan Zayna. If you're missing the Tanoim, like we had a Sugya earlier, that let's say they did the Bia and gave the Peter later, so then it's Mechester Meshicha, or if you didn't say Tlaze, you said Tlaestam Ukadayma. So that's not an Esnan Zayna. So who would the Beis HaKnesses would be mutter? And Kolshkein, if she donates money to the shul, you're allowed to take the money. If you're not using the money itself, you're using the money you're buying with it. So there's no psul on what you're buying with the money. Klalei Shildavar, any time it wouldn't have a psul Esnan, if you were learning up the sugi of Esnan, it wouldn't be, you'd be allowed to use it in the Beis HaKnesses. So there, in Simen Kufnin Gimel, Sifcha Falif in the Ramam, and in the Magen Avraham, and in the Prima Godim, and the Machzor Shekel, and other Achreinim, they also go through this sugya a little bit. When is it called an Esnan? Which Bia is called an Esnan? Which, like as sugya's Mavur, not any Zayna is called an Esnan. So there's also discussion in the Paiskim about it, like we'll discuss. Now the first thing in the sugya is, that Rav, this Mori on Daf Chavtesim Beis in the middle of the Daf, Omer Rav, Echad Esnan Zachar, Vechad Esnan Kol Arayis Aser, Chutz Me Esnan Ishtay Nida. So if someone gives an Esnan to a Zachar to do Mishkav Zachar with him, Agav the Minchas Chinuch clears, because the Gemara later says, brings from the Pasuk, is Dafka Esnan Zayna, but not Zayne, if an Isha pays an Ish to be boil her, there's no din of Esnan Zayna b'chai gavna. So he declares, l'chayim mishkav zachar should dafka be if you're paying the nishkav. Mashenkin, if a zachar pays another zachar to be the sheichev, right there would be no din Esnan Zayna. But he says, v'tzarechiyin, Al Kopanim is Esnan Zayna by Mishkav Zachar, and also by all Arayis, but with one exception, Chutz Me Esnan Ishtay Nida. If someone pays his wife to be bail her when she's a Nida, so then there's no din Esnan. And he says, My tam is Zaynikseiv v'holav Zaynihi. Because the Pasuk says Zayna, and Ishtay Nida, even though it's an Issa Krisus, but she's not a Zayna. And the Gemara says that Levi amafil Ishtay Nida, my tam is Te'evikseiv v'hateevihi. It says Te'eva, and the Ishtay Nida is called Te'eva, like it says, Kichala Shiyasa hate'evais ha'elu, that all that rice are called Te'eva, so Ishtay Nida also will be called Te'eva. Well, Lamaisa, the Rama passes like Rav, that it's not cool, it's not Esnan Zayna, because she's not a Zayna. Now, the Shaila is, why isn't she a Zayna? So, L'chavetz Chaim L'kud De'alachas declares that maybe it's Dafka, like the Lashon of Rav, Ishtay Nida. It's his wife. His wife can't be a Zayna. Mashenkin, if it's a Pnuya that's a Nida, so she could be a Zayna. Now, even though a Pnuya, like the Gemara's Mavurim will speak about, a Pane Abal Pnuya, is not called the Zayna, but that's because if you don't have an Abiyas Aveira, even if he's not married to her, so she's not called the Zayna. You need Abiyas Aveira. But here we have a Bia of Chayve Krisus, you have an Isanita, and she's not married to him, so she could be a Zayna. Only Ishtay Nida, then she's not a Zayna. As I declare to Zagan, it brings it from the Tveris Yisrael also. But he says in Rashi, it's mashma a little bit of a different word. Rashi, because he brings down the Brisa, the Rebbe Omer, Ein Esnan Aser, Ela Bos Loi Ba'Aveira. Aval Esnan Ishtay Nida, that's not Aser. That's what the Gemara brings down the Brisa. Only HaBos Loi Ba'Aveira. So why isn't Ishtay Nida Bos Loi Ba'Aveira? So Rashi says, She'ein Lachzat Hetaba, Aval Ishtay Nida the Mutaba La'achaz Man, that's not called Bos Loi Ba'Aveira because he has it Tzad Heter. So really, it's really another reason. Rav had said, because she's not a Zayna. And Rebbe is saying, because you need Boyas Loi Ba'Aveira. Not sure if it's the same reason. But he's saying, according to Rashi, that the Yisrael is a Heter Lachazman, so by Pnuya also, she could become Tarim B'Mutta Lachazman. But he says it's not Mukrich, because even according to Rashi's Tam of Heter Lachazman, maybe it's Tavke Ishtay, where she's aiming to become Mutta Lachazman. She's aiming to be Tevel for him. Masha'en Kain, if she's a Pnuya, she's not aiming to be Tevelis, and the Mela, it would be a Zayna. So Bekitza, the Chavetz Chaim is bringing two reasons why Ishtay Nida is not called a Zayna. One is because she's married to him, and then it wouldn't apply to a Pnuya. And one is, like Rashi says, because she's Mutal Achaz Man. And there he says it might not apply to Pnuya, because a Pnuya is not necessarily become Mutal Achaz Man. Masha'en Kein Ishtay Nida is planning on becoming Mutal Achaz Man. Now the Melechus Chayshev Eifenot is bothered that the Rambam also says that Ishtay Nida is not Esnan Zayna, which is a shtickle mashma, that if she wasn't Ishtay, it would be. So he also declares to say like the Chavetz Chaim's word, because if she's married, it's not a Zayna, but if she's not married, it is a Zayna. But he says, the Rambam says Mefurish, that by Chayve Lavin, even if they're married, it's called an Esnan Zayna. Amana L'Kayin Gadol, or all the other Chayve Lavin, which the Rambam holds, like we'll speak about, Ishaya Chesnan Zayna, he says clearly, even if they're married. So you see, even if they're married, they're called a Zayna. So why is Nida not called a Zayna? So he says, it must be, the reason is, because the Mutalach is man, not because they're married. But like we said, Chavetz Chaim declares, even in that reason, maybe it wouldn't apply to Pnuya. But what the Melechus Chayshev is bothered with is, let's say you have an Isha which is a constant Nida. She's a Mekakalas Bevesta. Her Teva is that she sees Dam too often that she can never become Tar. So in such a case, Ken Zayna would be Nesnan Zayna. Because she's not Muteris Lachazman. But he's not sure. He says maybe that's also called she's Yachali Tar because she could become Muter, she could have a Refuah. I wanted to say a Teretz, on the Melechus Chayshev Za'ara, on the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim was saying that she's not a Zayna because they're married, when the Rambam says Mefurish, that Bechai V'Lavin, if they're married, they are a Zayna. So you see, even if you're married, you could be a Zayna. So how come Be'ishtay Nida, she's not a Zayna if they're married? So I want to say, I'll repeat what it says in the Brisker Rav, in the Chedushim Aranuz HaLevi, the last page of the Brisker Rav, in the section which he has the letters, The last page, he writes, he explains the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, he doesn't bring the Rambam here, Lagabe Esnan Zayne. He brings the Rambam, Lagabe, the Din Zayna, to Pasul for Kahuna. The Din Zayna, that a Zayna is a Surah to a Kayin. So the Rambam also says there, that a Ishtay, that a Nida is not called a Zayna, not only Ishtay Nida. And he says, it's in Perik Yud Ches and Hilchas Asuri Bia, because he's not Bechlalan Isha She Asuri Lehinase Loi. Anid is not an Isha which is usa to get married to him. And with this he explains, he is saying, how come by Chai V'Lavin Yibim is not Chal? Chai V'Lavin Yibim is not Chal. Mashenka by an Isha Nida, Yibim is Chal. What's the Chiluk? He says, because Chai V'Lavin is an Isha to get married to them. If it's an Isha to get married, so Yibim is not Chal. Mashenka Nida, there's no Isha to get married. It's not an Isha to get married. It's an Isha on the Bia. Chai V'Lavin even knows that B'di'evit is Taifas Kedushin. But Lamaisa, the Issa the Torah has is an Issa on the marriage. She's an Issa the Torah does not want the marriage. Mashenka and Anida, the Torah doesn't have any problem with the marriage. You can get married to Anida. The problem is with the Bia. You can't be with Anida. And that's why the Rambam says, L'gabe Kayin, it's not a Zayna. So the Chayik is Shtelet Suta here also. It's the same Lashon of Zayna. That by Chai V'Lavin, even if they are married, but the Torah doesn't want them to be married. So Mamel, the marriage is not a legitimate marriage. So Mamel, the Bia, could be called an Esnan Zayna, could be called a Zayna, even though they're married. Mashenka by Ishtay Nida, the marriage is a good marriage. Could be if the marriage is a perfectly good marriage, just the Bia is Aser, the Bia can't be called a Zayna. A Zayna means it's a Chsar in the marriage. Even if they're married, she could be a Zayna. But that's when the Torah asked her the marriage. By Nida, the Torah didn't ask her the marriage. The Torah just asked her the Bia. So if they're married, that can't be called a Zayna. But Lamaisa, you could easily say, and the Chavos Chaim was only saying it, but Derech Efsher, you could easily say that a Yais is no Issa to get married to her, so even if you're not married to her, it's not a Zayna. A Zayna means, it's a tnai for being a Zayna, there has to be an Issa to get married. Just like by Kahuna, that's one of the tnaim for Zayna. So that's true here also. If there's no Issa to get married, even if you're not married, she's a Zayna. She's not a Zayna, I mean. And who within Rashi's time of Hetel Achazman could apply to Pnuya, even though she's not Oymet to come Mutter, but she could become Mutter. She has an Oif and Heter. And the male is she won't be called the Zayna. And could be Rashi means that. Could be the Eif and Heter means that the marriage is legitimate because there's an Eif and Heter. That means that there's no Issa on the marriage. The marriage is fine. It's just an Issa on the Bia. The Chavos Chaim says that in Aruch Chaim, Sima Kufnan Gimel, there he named on that a Nida that's a Pnuya is not called an Esnan Zayna. Like we said, it was Negeya then. If let's say you have a Zayna, that's a Pnuya, an unmarried Zayna. She wants to give an Esnan to the Shul. So the Ramah says you could take it, because it's only by Erva that she's a Zayna, not by a Pnuya. And the Mishabura says even though she's a Nida, but a Nida doesn't make her a Zayna, even if she's unmarried. So he said it there from the Machsa Shekel, and now he's clearing about it, because the Tveris Yisrael says not the way, and the Gemara's Lashon of Ishtay Nida is not so much from that way. It's much from me, it would be called the Zayna. But I think it's not only the Machsa Shekel there, the Prima Gadim also there says it Mefurish, but I think the Ramah is pretty much Mefurish that way. The Ramah says, V'l'imigri Zayna ele isa erva, avil eilu ha'pnuya sekadesh shabdishas dava mutu l'kal mehem. Only an isa erva is called a Zayna, but a pnuya is mutter. It's a big daichik to think that the Ramah means a pnuya that happened to be metar ourselves. He's talking about a normal case. You have a pnuya which is mafkiras atzma, and she's not called a zayna. So in the Ramah, it's very mashma that al tnida, even by a pnuya, wouldn't be called a zayna. And the time is, since, even if they're not married, but since there's no issa to get married, that's not called a zayna, just like by kayin. Or like Rashi's time, since it's mutalach as man, there is an eif and heter, that's not called the Zayna, even if they're not married. Now, the Gemara brings the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, a Zayna Ivedes Kechavim, if you have a Zayna which is a guy, Esnena Aser, Legabe Esnan, Legabe the Psul Esnan, she's called the Zayna. And her Esnan is Aser, because it says Tayeva. And just like Tayeva, you learn that from Arayis. Arayis is Ein Kedushin Taif Simehem. So here also, Ein kedushin teifsim ba, so that's called a zayna. A zayna means a bia which doesn't have the afsharis of kedushin, like by a rais, and by a guy also there's no afsharis of kedushin. But Abaye said that a kayin that's ba on a geiris, on a guy, I mean, does not get malchus for zayna, because it says leichal zare. In order to have a lav of zayna, you need misha zare miyuchas acharav. A guy which doesn't have zare miyuchas acharav, he's not considered the father of the children, is a mela, there's no lav of zayna. And by Yisraelis, Abaye said fakert, the esnan's mutter, because the kedushin could be typhus. But a kayin, that's by Allah, is like him mishim zayna, because the zare is miyuchas acharav. So Abaye says the gedder of zayna by esnan zayna and the gedder of zayna by kayin is different. The gedder of zayna by esnan zayna is the kedusha is not taifsim, like a rais and like goyim, but Yisraelis, there's no din zayna. Now she'engim ha'kayim faket, a goyim there's no din zayna, because he needs zara miyuchas acharav, but by Yisraelis, there is a din zayna. And Rava argues, and Rava says, no, each one has the other one. By a zayna veres kechavim, not only is there a din zayna legabed epsul esnan, but who a din a kayin is leika by a zayna by a goyim? And by a Zayna Yisraelis, not only is a Kayin Leika, but who then is a Psul Esnan by a Zayna of Yisraelis? That's the Gemara brings the Machlaikas of Bayin Rav. So first, the Kitzin Nimitz Lagabe Kayin, where there the Machlaikas of Bayin Rav is, if a guy has a din of a Zayna, which a Bayin says you don't, because he needs Zayim Yuchas Acharav, and Rav says you do, there's a live deraisa. So Taisus here asks a Kasha, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the Rabbanim were geyser that a Goya should have a din of a Zayna. How does it stem with Rava? Rava holds me the Raisa, she has a din of a Zayna. So Taisus here holds that Enechanami, that Gemara is going like a Baya, that Gemara is not going like Rava. But Taisus there in Avodah Zarah, Daflam, Avavim and Beis, and it's also in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel, and also in Yevamis, Daf Samach Aleph, I mean, it's in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis. Al Kopanim, Taisus says that it's only a Zayna according to Rava if she had a Bia. If she had a Bia, that made her into a Zayna. And now, if a Kayin is Bayla now, he's over alive. Mashengen, if she never had a Bia in her life, and this is the first time, so then, even according to Rava, there's no Issa Zayna. So that's what the Gemara means, that they made a Gzeira, that even if she never had a Bia before, she still has a Din Zayna. But the Rambam holds that a Goya has a din of a Zayna even if she never had a Bia. You see, a Geyeris has a din of a Zayna even without a Bia. That's Mefurish. That means even that, Rashi and Yevamis holds not that way. It could be Geyeris is worse, because by Geyeris you have the din of Zara Miyuchas Acharel. By Zara Miyuchas Acharel, even a Baya holds as a din Zayna. And that could be even without a Bia. But by a Goy, where a Baya holds as Bechlal a din Zayna, could be Rava only holds as a din zayna if there is a bia. But the Rambam holds even if there's no bia. It's only negay to the malchus of zayna. Of course, there is an isser for a kayin to marry a gaya even if she never had a bia. But that's been negay the machloikus of Abaye and Rava, the gabi kuna, that Abaye holds that a gaya can't be a lav of zayna because it's not zayim yuchas acharav. Rava holds it could. And there's a machlokes rishonim if Rava means that she's automatically a zayna, or if it's only if she had a bia. Now, legabi the other machlokes Abaye and Rava, legabi the psul esnan that Abaye says that Yisraelis does not have a psul esnan because it's tafsiba kedushin, and Rava says no. Just like a Yisraelis can have a psul zayna, who then a Yisraelis can have a psul esnan. So there's the Machlokes Rambam and Taisus, what's the case they're arguing about? Because the Gemara is mashma later, that even Rava's maskim, that stama pani al baal pnuya, is not a zayna. It's not the pshat that according to Rava, any bias iser, any bia, mean without marriage, is called a zayna. Rava's learning at the din zayna of esnan from the din zayna of kahuna. So what's the case of the Machlokes Abaye and Rava? So the Rambam holds the case of the Machlokes Abaye and Rava is Chayvei Lavin, which are not Tafs, which are Tafsibah Kedushin. That Abaye is saying that for a psul of esna and zayna, you need te'eva, which is learned from chayve krisus, that it's not tafsi kedushin. So only chayve krisus, or gaya, or like the gemara's mavur, chayve lavan alibi de rabbi kiva, only something which is no tfisus kedushin is a zayna. Mashegin chayve lavan l'didon, that kedushin is taifus b'chayve lavan, is not a zayna. And Rav is saying no. Rav is saying even something which is, there is tvisus kedushin, but since it's a chayve lavin, and the achrayin emredais even chayve asay, any issa de reisa makes a zayna. And the Rambam is a shitasai, because the Rambam holds the gabi kayin also, that chayve lavin make the isha a zayna. If the isha is nevelas to chayve lavin, she becomes a zayna, and a kayin is like a mishim zayna. But Taisus and the Rosh in Yevamis, in a few places, the Ikka Sugya there is a Nafsa Mechalef in Yevamis, but Taisus is a little bit earlier. Barich is a Naf Memtes, that Taisus holds that the love of Zayin is only Shayich by Chayvei Krisus. Only if Isha is Nevelis to someone who does no Tfisus Kedushin, only that can make her a Zayinah. The Chayvei Lavin, even though that makes a Psul Kuna, because you see it makes an Issa Truma, he goes into it, but that wouldn't be a Lav, it wouldn't be a Malchus of Zayinah. So Taisa Shitasa can't learn the Machlekes of Bayin Rava like the Rambam, that the Machlekes is by Chayvei Lavin. Because according to Taisa, Chayvei Lavin doesn't make a Zayinah Lagabe Kuna either. So what's Rava saying, that a Zayinah Yisraelis could also have a Psul Esnam? What's he being Maisef over Abaya? Chayvei Krisus Abaya is masking to. So Taisa says that according to Abaya, you need that particular Bia should be a Bia which doesn't have a Tfisus Kedushin. So Mamela, even if she's a Zayna from a previous Bia, but since this particular Bia could have Tfisus Kedushin, this particular Bia is not a Bia of Chayvei Krisus, so Mamela can't become Esnan according to Abaya. Rava says no. Once she gets a shame Zayna Lagabe Kuna, so anyone who's Bailer, even if that person has no Issit to her, but she happens to be a Zayna, because she was Nevelis L'Isser. She was Nevelis L'Chayvei Krisus, says Taisus. Because that's Taisus Shita, only that makes her a Zayna. But now, the next one who's Bailer and pays her the Esnan Zayna, will get up Psul Esnan Zayna, because she's a Zayna from the previous Bia. Now the Rambam doesn't hold to this Chiddush. L'Chayvei, each one doesn't hold to the other one. The Rambam holds that even Rava's masking, you need that this Bia should be a Bia which makes her a Zayna. Now the Rambam says you don't need that there should be no Tfisus Kedushin. Chayv Lavin also could make it that she's an Esna and Zayna, because Chayv Lavin also would make her a Zayna. That's what the Rambam learns Rava. Taisus says no. You need that she should be a Bia of each Tfisus Kedushin to make her a Zayna. That's true by Kain as well. But the Pshat is, so Rav is saying you don't need that this Bia should be the Bia which makes her a Zayna. As long as she was a Zayna from a previous Bia, she could have a psul esnan. Now Taisus then says even a bigger chiddush. Taisus says if she's a mufkeres, if she's someone that could nivel to anyone, she's a mufkeres, so then it becomes an esnan zayna. So the achrayim are bothered because l'chayim a mufkeres doesn't have the din zayna b'chlal. So where does Taisus get that a mufkeres should have a din esnan zayna? So, some achrayim, the Berachas HaZevach, the Eilish Shleimai, says that on a mufkeres, could be there's a lav of Lisiya Kadesha. The lav of Lisiya Kadesha doesn't apply to Pane Abba Pnuya, but a mufkeres applies the lav of Lisiya Kadesha. But I'm bothered because, Lagabe Kuna, a lav doesn't make you a Zayna. And Taisa says, a lav he also wouldn't make you a Zayna, even Lagabe Dipsalesna, he says, you need Chayvei Krisus. So even though mufkeres would be a lav, why would that make a Zayna? So the Eilish Shleimi says another pshat, that there is a Tana in Yevamis Daf Samech Aleph and Beis Lagabe Kuna, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that a Zayna is a Mufkeres. That's what a Zayna is. And the Chum say, Ein Zayna Elegiyeris Umushuchreres Vishenivula Bilaznus. Which Taisus holds it means Chayvei Krisus. So he says that Taisus is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now the emes is, the Shulchan Aruch, and Evan Ezra Simon Vav, Sivches, says that even if a Isha was a Kadesha, Shefgira Atzma, Shiva Malka, she doesn't become a Zaina. And she doesn't become Pasa to a Kayin. Which is Mashma Kayin's allowed to marry Elechet Chila. She doesn't have any Isser. But the Beis Shmuel brings down, that's from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But the Beis Shmuel brings down that the Arishainim, the Smag and possibly the Turg, that says, the Gemara says, Ein Alacha Karab Elazar. We don't paskin Panei Abba Pnuya Asa Zayna. But the other Tanoim that say other Pshatim and Zayna, maybe we do paskin like them. So it could be that's how Taisus was going, like the Smag, that a Mufkaris could be called a Zayna for Kain. Azay L'chura. Now, like I mentioned before, the Ramah brings down these Dina Malacha L'maisa L'gabeya Esnan, a Zayna that gives the Esnan to a Beis HaKnesses, saying, I'll have to take it. And the Ramah says, Lo mikvi Zayna l'issa erva, av elu apnuyis hakadeshi shebekdishis dover mutta l'kabo mehem. And it comes from Rabbeinu Yerucham. So the Magen Avraham says that even though the Rambam paskins a chayv elav and also are making Esnan Zayna, but the Ramah says only Dvar Erva. Teretz says he's being maker like Taisus. He says since the whole din is Darabonin, you can be maker like the Shita Samikilim. So he's maker like Taisus that she's not called the Zayna, Vechayvi Lav and only Vechayvi Krisus. And then he also says, Akula by a Gaya, that a Gaya is only a Zayna if she already had a Bia previously. She didn't have a Bia previously. She's not called a Zayna. He brings that Machlaikis that we spoke about, Legabi Issa Kahuna, if every Gaya is a Zayna Mamela, or only if she had a Bia. And he says that also, the Ramah doesn't paskin like Taisus's Chumrah, that a Mufkaris is called a Zayna. Because since, and Evan Ezra, the Psak Halach of the Shulchan Aruch is, that a Mefkeris is not called a Zayna, she's Meteris Lekain. So who would then Legabin Ipsul Esnan? So Kum Dais, there are Ramah being Mekel by Chai V'Lavin, that's not called a Zayna, and by Mefkeris, it's not called a Zayna. So that I hear, but what bothers me is like this, the Prima Gadim says that La Halacha, we paskin like both Kulis. We paskin Dafka Chai V'Krisis is called a Zayna, and not Chai V'Lavin. So if she brings an Esnan from Chai V'Lavin, we could take it for the Beis HaKnesses. And also we paskin Zakta like the Rambam, Dafka this particular Bia has to be Chai V'Krisis. But a previous Bia would not make her a Zayna like Taisus holds to make all the Bias Asur, to make absorbed by all the subsequent Bias, has to be that particular Bia like the Rambam. So I don't understand the Prima Gadim, because then it will be Taiti the Sasri. Because rather that goes and argues on Abaya, Abaya is also masking the Chayvi Krisis of this Bia is a Zayna, is an Esnan, even by Yisraelis. It's Dafka when this Tfisa's Kedushin that he argues. So Ravu argues in him, either you could say like the Rambam, he's arguing by Chayvi Lavin, or you could say like Taisus, you need Chayvi Krisis, but the previous B is good enough. But you can't paskin both ways that you need Chayvi Krisis and this Bia. That's Nista from the Gemara. Ravu had to mean one of the two. So you could paskin that Mufkeris not. You could paskin the Machlaikis of Bayan Ravu as a previous Chayvi Krisis. And we pask him like Taisus say ni chai v'krisis, but a previous chai v'krisis is good enough. But l'chaira, you can't pask and say like Taisus that you need chai v'krisis and say like the Rambam that you need this bia. It's arachin a little bit on the pre-megadim. The Mishneh Berurah says in bia halacha that he would think an ordinary case of zayna, which is mufkaris to everyone, in other words, including gayim, so then you wouldn't be able to take anything from her. Like Nibaya like Taisus, that a Bia's guy would make her a Zayna, and according to Taisus, so now anyone who gives her an Esnan, she's already a Zayna, and it will be possible. He said, but even like the Rambam, he says, Al-Kapanim, the guy that gives her an Esnan this time, would Zicha be like Chai V'Lavin. So if she ever comes with an Esnan, which she could have gotten from a guy, if Ravid and a guy am Al-Kapanim, it would be absurd to bring it. But Al-Kabanim, that's the sugya. Abaye says you need that this bia should be a bia which doesn't have Tfisus Kedushim, which only be by a guy, or by Chai V'Krisus, or by Chai V'Lavin, according to Rabbi Kiva. And Rav, it's a shayla, but he holds. The Rambam holds you need that this bia should be a bia that makes her a Zayna, but he's including Chai V'Lavin, but she tossed it that Chai V'Lavin make her a Zayna. But if this bia is not a bia of Chai V'Lavin, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be a psul esnan, even if she had a previous bia and she's a zayna and is pasul kuna because of a previous bia. because in that Abaye and Rav aren't arguing, and Taisus holds for Keret. Rav is masking that you need a beer of Chai Vikrisus to make a Rezoina. But Rav is saying a previous beer already made a Rezoina, she can have a Psalesna mitzad that. Now Taisus is Mechadish, that even if she's Mufkeris, you can have a Zoina mitzad that, which is Shreya like the Chorina mask. And the easiest teretz is that Taisus is going according to Rabbi Akiva, that a Zoina is a Mufkeris. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, we don't pask in that way. Halacha l'maisim of Keres is not considered a Zoina, so mainly you could take the Esnan Zoina from a Mufkeris. Now the Bialach is Ma'ir, that if she ever had a beer with a guy, and Lechayr according to Taisus should be a Zoina mitzad that, and then you wouldn't be able to take the Esnan Zoina according to Taisus from any beer. Now let's go right in the sugya. The Gemara asks a kasha from a brisa. Meisvei echad zayne ve'sicham ve'echad zayne she'elas esnena osur. And it's a complicated Gemara, particularly because there are two lashaynis in the Gemara, and there's different gersais in the lashaynis of the Gemara, like you see in Rashi and in Taisus and in the Agayi Sagrom. I'm not going to go durch it. I just want to read us one gishmaka shtickel from the Brisker Rav, which is brought in the Shurim of Rav David Salvechik. On just one nekud of the Gemara, that the Gemara, at one point, al kavanim lefi this girsa, that the Gemara was going in Rava, that why according to Rava did it say amana l'kayin gadol, if even without an amana l'kayin gadol would also be called an esnan zayna. So the Gemara says, mal mana l'laki ad masriba, av zayna ad amehelich, lafukim rabbalazit, am rabbalazit pane abba pnu yishlele shemishis asa zayna. That according to Rabbi Lazar, even if you didn't say Halach, you didn't say Halach Esnan, so then it becomes an Esnan. But according to the Rabbanan, if you said Halach Esnan, then it becomes an Esnan, but not Minastam. And that's, Taisus talks about it. Does that mean that if when you say Halach Esnan, it would work even if she wasn't a Zayna originally? And Taisus says only when she was a Zayna originally. But Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom hold that even if she was not a Zayin originally, it is a chilik if you tell a Halach Esnan or you don't. By saying Halach Esnan, then she becomes a Zayinah. But if she's not, she's not a Zayinah. So the Shaila is, what's the Shaychus? What's the Shaychus if you say Halach Esnan to whether she's a Zayinah or not? What's the difference if you call it an Esnan Beferish to whether she becomes a Zayinah or not? Chari Vei Shver and Svara. So Brisker Rav says like this. The Rama Menilcha Zishus Berg Aleph Halacha Dalet says, "Kaidem Matan Taya Adam Pagi Isha Beshuk." Before Matan Taya, a man could meet a woman Beshuk. Ratzu Uvehi Naisla Schara. He could pay her Rabbi Loisal Ema Derech Vahelach. Vezuay Nikris Kadesha. That's called a Kadesha. Mishenit in the Taya. Nasha Kadesha. Shenem Leitia Kadesha Mi Bnei Yisrael. So the Rav that already is masig that the Rama's Mashma one time is already called a Kadesha. But he says a Kadesh is only someone who's Mufkeris l'kol Adam. That's what the Raivat Tain is. But the Rambam is Mashm even one time. So the Achrayim asked that the Rambam in Hilchas Nara Besula, Berg Beis Lachi Yed Zayin, is Mashmi holds like the Raivat. Because the Rambam there says that someone who's Mechem Bitoi Besula Mucheles l'chol Mishiyovi Aleo, he's over on the lav of Isiya Kadesha, and therefore the Leika Boil Venevelis Mishum Isiya Kadesha. So the Rambam there is Mashma that only if someone's Muchenis and Mufkeris Lakal, she's a Kadesha. But the Rambam Nilchas Ishis is Mashma even one time. So the Kesef Mishnah already asks Kashi Nilchas Nara Basula, and he says, Tzarech Lichash is Samach Shama Mashakasev Kat. You have to be matchik that there he was Samach, and here he didn't mean one time, he meant if she's Mufkeris Lekach. But like the guest of Mishnah's Maskim, it's a big Deichik. Kama Achrein to speak about it, the Kevus of Mishnah and the Maiser Ekeach, and the whole Tzatbel of Achreinim, that's Mavur in the Sefer Mafteach and Madura Shapsi Frankel, the Anilchus Ishus. But the Brisker Rav wants to say the Teretz is like this. He says, why didn't the Rambam in Anilchus Ishus say that Kaidim An Teire Imratzu Hu Vihi Naisen Leschara Ubay Leiseleim Aderech Vahelech? Why did he say to give him money? What's in the gate to the halacha? The halacha is that he can be bailer. He can be bailer. Derech's nus. There's no issus nus kaidem matan tayre. What's in the gate of the money? So Zogti Brisker Rav, an issue takes money for znus, That is called Mechanus Umufkeres. That's the pshat that she's a Kadesha. If she's doing it for hire, that is Mechanus Umufkeres. So Nelchus Nair Basul is talking about she's not necessarily taking money. She's not necessarily taking money, so a one-time thing is not Kadesha. It's Nus, but it's not Kadesha. Mashane Kane, if she takes money, taking money, that is the same Cheshivas of Mechanus Umufkeres, that's called Kadesha. Hazak Tibiskirov said, I would explain this chilik. According to Abelazar, Panei Abapni is also called Esnan Zayna. But according to Rabbanan, you need that it should have a shame, a chalei shame Zayna. So a chalei shame Zayna would need Mufkaris. If it wouldn't be for Mufkaris, if you say Helich Esnan Zeh, that means she's doing it for hire. That means as Nus is there, she's available for hire. That's even a one-time thing, it's already called Kadesha. If he stopped giving her the money, so Kumtai, she's not doing it for money, Be'etzim. He's giving her money for it. So that wouldn't make her a Zayna. So that's why it wouldn't be called Kadesha. She doesn't have a shame Zayna. But if she's doing it for money, he says, Helech Esnan, it means she's doing it for money. That gives a goof for the shame Kadesha. That was Akhtar Biskirov. And now let's see the next sugya. Already on Lamanam and Aleph, the Machlekes in the Mishnah, Rebbe in the Rabbanan, or the Girsa, Rebbe in the Rabbanan. When the Gemara says, let's say someone gives a tlet to a man, and the tle is an esnan that this man shivcha knanis should be available for his eved ivri. So Rabbi says it's not an esnan or a meyer, two gersais, and the chum say it's an esnan. So the Gemara has two pshatim in the Mishnah, because the Gemara is a kasha, an eved ivri and a shivcha, it's not znus bichlal. An eved ivri is mutter with a shivcha. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna said the pshat, that he was just using a lishna ma'aliyah, but really it means I'm giving you a tlet to give me your shifcha for myself, for the Yisrael. But the Gemara asks a kasha on that, hachi my time with the Rebbe. So why would Rebbe say it's not an esnan? For Yisrael is bayil a shifcha. So the Gemara says, la'ilu matur med Eved Ivri. And the shayla is, he doesn't have an issue upon him. And the arguing if Eved Ivri doesn't have an issue upon him, is he mutter in a shifcha. At kan the sugya. So the Svasem says, what's takib shad in Rav Huna? The Gemara asked the Kashan of Huna, but that, Davzayin of Pshat, we have to understand Rav Huna. Had Rav Huna learned the Pshat, what might time of the Rebbe? As Dr. Rav Huna held, that an Esnan is only when the Isha gets the money. If you give money to the Adain, so the Isha's not getting the money, the Adain's getting the money. If the Adain's getting the money, that wouldn't make an Esnan. Rav Huna, no, as long as someone's getting the money for it, it's good enough. But according to Rav Huna, the Isha herself has to get the money. So Sassam says, if that's Rav Huna held, so what was the Gemara's kasha? Why did the Gemara think that that could be pshat and Rebbe? The Tarit says is a din of Arev. You have the Gemara in Kedushin Dav Zayinam and Aleph. The Gemara says like this. Normally, Kedushin means a Ish has to give money to an Isha, and Rebbe Mekadesh Asli. But let's say the Isha tells him to give it to someone else. She'll be Mekadesh Tim Alidei, the money he gives to someone else. So she's Mekadesh Asmidin Arev. Like an Arev, when you lend money to someone, I'll pee the Arev can be Chayiv. So who adin, when you give money to someone else, I'll pee the Isha could become Niknis. It's like you gave it to the Isha. When you lay out money for someone, you give it to someone else, it's Ke'ilu you're giving to Mitzivuyam, it's Ke'ilu you're giving it to them, and they're giving it to them. It's not exactly the Lundus. But there's a Musing of Arev. So mainly you wouldn't have to give it to the Isha. If you give it to someone that's taking it to Tzarech to Isha, that also would work out Tzarev. That's tying it to Svat Semis. So Mel, the Gemara held that even Rebbe would have to hold that way. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin also talks about the other case. Let's say someone else gives the money to the Isha and says, take this money and be Mekadish to my friend. So that's what the Gemara calls Evet Knani. The Gemara calls it Evet Knani because that's what you free at Evet Knani. Evet Knani could be freed with Kesef only if someone else gives the kesef. Eved Knani can't have any money. Mashkan Eved Kana Rabbi. But if someone else gives the money, the tzarech to Eved, so that works for the Eved. That's the parish of Eved Knani. So the two cases, when the one who doesn't receive, who's supposed to receive the money, doesn't receive the money, but says it should go to someone else, that's Arev. When the one who gives the money doesn't give the money, the one who gives someone else gives the money, and should go to tzarech someone else, that's Eved Knani. So the Biskirav says like this. Sas Emes is saying that the way it works when the man comes and says, take an esnan and let my eved be bail your shifcha, it works midin arev. The ish is not getting the money, but someone else is getting the money for her. So that works midin arev. Now you also have to come on to eved kanani here, because it's not the eved ivri that's giving the money, it's his owner that's giving the money. So that's a parish of eved kanani. Knows the wrong person's giving it and the wrong person's receiving it, but that works because you have the parish of eved kanani that I could give money for someone else, and the parish of arev that I could receive money for someone else. So the Brisker Rav Tain is like this though. The Brisker Rav Tain is that eved kanani avada would work by esnan. Let's say somebody wants to be bayil and isha, and he makes up that someone else would give the sky, someone else would give the sheep for his bia. So that would be considered an esnan with the parish of eved kanani. It's as if he gave the sheep. It was given l'tzarkai. But arev tain at the Brisker Rav wouldn't work by esnan. And he's medayik that for the Rambam. The Rambam says, first he brings the Mishnah, the Rambam and Nesurim Mizbeach, Perek Dal Halacha Yud. He says, Ha'ayim lechaveri helach dov azev etol shifchoscha etzel avdi ha'ivri, hareze esna. So that's the case in the Mishnah. You take this, and beside that, your shifcha should be nevelis to my eved ivri, that's an esna. And then he says, Hu adin ba'ayim lezayna helach dov azev etiboli leploini ha'israeli, hareze esna. So the Rambam says the case, even if the guy who is Bayil is not the one giving it, someone else gave it to the Isha, to the Zayna, before someone else that was Bayil, so that also works. But the Rambam doesn't say the case when you're not dealing with an Eved and a Shifcha, that a Zayna says, if you give the Tlet to someone, I'll be Nivellus to you. He doesn't say that case. He only says the case where someone says, I'll give you the tle, and you'll be nevelis to my friend, to someone else. That's the Eved Kanani case, where one person giving it. But it doesn't say the case where the Isha says, if you give a tle to someone, I'll be nevelis to you. The case of Arif. Why did he say that case also? Elamai Arif doesn't work. It's only here because he's the Adin of the Shifcha. So that's not Arif. The Shifcha never said it should go to him. But he's in charge. He owns the Shifcha. So you're giving it to the one who owns the shifcha, just like when you give it to the zayna. But here, when the zayna is owned by somebody, and she has to listen to him, so you give it to the owner. But it's not a vart of arif. You're giving it to the owner. You're giving it to the one that owns the bia. Normally, the isha owns her own bia. Here, it's her adain. The adain owns it. So you're giving it to the person that taka owns it. So the chiddush that the eved ivri is not the one giving it, his owner is giving it, so that works out eved kanani. That chiddush is there, like the Rambam says. Stam is like anyone who gives a zayna something that someone else should be nevelis to him, that's also an esnan zayna. But if the zayna tells you, give the tlet to someone else and I'll be nevelis to you, that's mavur in the Rambam, it won't work, it won't become a psul. Only eved kanani, not arev. Zok de Brisker Rav, what's the chiluk? So the Brisker Rav says like this, the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph Halach Vav, says, so I'm a chaver, tein man al ploini v'yikni beis silach. Someone tells his friend, you give the money to somebody and I'll be makna my house to you. That's arev, the wrong person receiving the money. Kevin shenasan kana bayis midin arev. That's in Perek Aleph Halach Vav. So the Rambam says it didn't arev legabe kinyan kesef, just like you see by Kedushin it works, that the Isha says, give money to somebody and I'll be miskadeshes to you. Who would do when the Meicha says, give the money to someone else, I'll sell my field to you, that works midin arev. Now, in Perek Heinoch's Mechira, he says a chalipin, when you do a kinyan sudur of chalipin, it's not only that the kainah could give the kli, someone else could give the kli in order for the kainah to get it. Hikne echad kli la Meicha teich shikna lekech, oisa memke zacha lekech. So that's Eved Kanani, the wrong person giving it. Someone gives a kli and he says, hey, I'm giving you the kli that you should be makna to my friend. That works. So the Brisker Rav is medayik two things. Aleph, the Rambam says the din of arev by kinyan kesef, and by Eved Kanani he says it by chalipin. He doesn't say the din of arev by chalipin. That's one arev he has. And the second arev he has is that the Rambam, when he says the din of arev, he says midin arev. It works mean din arev. When I say, give money to someone else and I'll be makna my house to you, it works mean din arev. Mashengim by chalipin where he says, I'll give makli to you and you be makna to my friend. He says it works. He doesn't say why. He doesn't say midin evit knani. Since not the biskira, because it's a bit chilkin arev in evit knani. Evit knani is not a bezunder din. There's no bezunder exeris akasiv of evit knani. Evit knani is a svara. When I give someone to something to make a kinyan, I could direct the kinyan to myself, or I could direct it to someone else. That is the parish of evit knani. I could direct the kinyan that I'm giving mitzad my money to anyone I want. And there's absolutely no chilek between me and Yena. Whoever I decide, whether it should be nikted to me, nikted to Yena, there's no chilek b'chlal. There's no chilek between me and Yena. So the Ram didn't have to make a new din called Evit Knani. It's just a svara that we learn out from the parasha of freeing an Evit Knani with Kesef. We see it in that parasha, but the Yisrael is not an ayadin. Masha'en Kain, if the Makna never received the money, the Isha never received the money, the Meicher never received the money. So that needs a new din. That needs a new din. I'm giving the money to one person, and now the Ish is Mekadesh is to me. I'm giving the money to somebody, and now the other guy's field is Nimke to me. That needs a Naya Parsh in the Torah Parsh of Arif. The Ram at the Red Eish Midin Arif. So Akhtib Iskarov, that is a din that I get to Shibud. Arif, you have to find it is the parish of Arif. Arif, the Yisrael is a din in the Shibud. That I lend money to somebody, and his friend is chayev to me. Since I laid out the money, b'tzivuyev al-piv, he becomes meshubit. But it's not like he got the money. So Akhtib Iskarov, that's why the Rambam never says Arif by Chalipin. It wouldn't work by Chalipin. By Chalipin, if I give the makne something, and I say, give it to, be makne to someone else, it doesn't make a difference if it's me or someone else. That's a din of Evit Knani. That would work. He got a kli, so he could be makne with this kli. The kli is mine. He could be makne to me, or to whoever I tell him to be makne to. It's all the same. Mashenkin, if he never received the kli, someone says, give the kli to my friend, and because of that, I'll be makne to you. Chalipin is not a shibud. Kesef works out shibud. The shibud of kesef is what makes the kinyan kesef. Chalipin, you need a real life kli. The fact that Yana got a kli, you still didn't get a kli. You're responsible for the kli, but you never received the kli. So that's why chalipin wouldn't work with Arif. By Evit Knani, you received the kli. You didn't get it from the kaina. It doesn't make a difference. It makes absolutely no difference. You got it from me, I could tell you to, I'm the kaina, I could tell you he's the kaina. It's all the same. There's no special din of Evit Knani. Mashagin Arif, Arif is Xeris Akasif. Arif makes a Shibud. A Shibud can make a Kinyan Kesef. A Shibud can't make Chalipin. Chalipin, you need the actual Kli. So the Biskirav Lefiz is very good. Evit Knani would work by Esn and Zayna. If a Zayna receives a Tleh for the Znus, there's no difference if she got the Tleh from the one that actually did the Znus with her, or she got the Tleh from someone else. Main Afkamina. It's a payment for the znus. That's the din of Evit Knani. That's the chiddush of Evit Knani. You don't have to receive the money from the one getting the service. Whoever you receive the money for, as long as the one who's giving you the money directs it to the one getting the service, it's kilu he gave it to you. So meila will be chalab solesnan. Masha'en kein arev, that wouldn't work. Because ein echanami, let's say, the isha would be responsible for the sheep. It could be called payment. The heschaivus that she has could be called payment for the znus. But she didn't get the sheep. It's not her sheep. She never received the sheep. There's no din as kilu she actually received the sheep. She's just responsible for it. There's a parish called the parish of Arif that could work to make a kinyan. But she never got the sheep. That's why it doesn't work for chalipin. So who din wouldn't be able to be chal din esnan zayna mitzad Arif? That's tainit de biskirav. That's why he says that this case, where you say, hey, lach tleh v'tolen shifchasi etzel avdi. And like the Gemara says, who would din when you say, hey, lach tleh v'tolen shifchasi etzli, that doesn't work mitzat ariv. That works because since he owns the shivcha, he's the baal of the bia. So merely you pay the owner of the bia. But if the zayna would tell you, give the tleh to my friend and I'll be nevelis to you, that taka would not be called an esnan zayna. That's what the risker of tain is. There's one more shtickle on this Gemara. It's here in the Chedushei Agriz, but it's really from Reb Chaim. It's also in the Chedushei Agrach, Alashas, and Kedushin Daf Chafalev. And that is like this. The Gemara says that the Machloikis, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, if there's a Psul Esnan by by Halach Tle, V'tolan Shefchasi Eitzel Avdi, is talking about the Eved does not have an issue of Banim, and it's a machlekes if an Eved Ivri without an issue of Banim is Mutter B'Shefcha. So the kash is like this. The Rambam, in Ilchaz Yisriya B'ya Perek Yudbeis, Alachir Aleph says, that Avodim are also B'nei Chayrin, Echad Shefchas, V'Echad Shefchas Kaveri, V'Abal Shefcha, Makan Oysu Makas Mardis Midivri Sefer. That the Isser to be Boyle Shefcha is an Isser Derabonin, and he says, Sherimafurish Viterim, Sha'od the Nice and Shifka Knanis Levit Avdaya Ivri, Vumitarislai, Shnem Madana Vitam Laisha. So the Rama Mold is mutter to be Baila Shifka mean their Isa. And he brings the Raya because you see an Evid Ivri's mutter with a Shifka. So Luchaya, the Rama holds that this din of Aimlish Ishu Banim, that the Rabbi is not Mysla Shifka Knanis, is a din it can't be Machayevim. Is a din ki Mishnah Schai Sacher, that Eved Ivri is Eved Rabbi Balayla, and Madayna Vitan La'isha, he could be Mechayev him to be Baila Shifcha Knanis in order that the Rabbi should have the Vodas. That's the din, that the Rabbi could be Mechayev, but Lagabe the Iker Heter Midaraisa, there's no Chilik, everyone's Mutter B'Shifcha Midaraisa, Midarabanan, there's an Issa Shifcha, and they allowed an Eved Ivri not to have the Issa Shifcha. So the Shaila, so how do you learn this Gemara? If every Yisrael is mutter with a shifcha, so what's the Gemara's kasha that the Eved Ivri is Mishri Shari, we're talking about Ein Le'ishu Ubanim, every Yisrael me their Isa is Mishri Shari. Mitzad the Issa Derabanan. Doesn't sound like Mitzad the Issa Derabanan, that should make a difference, that because it's an Issa Derabanan, that's why it's an Esnan Zayna. So how would the Rambam learn this Gemara? So Zagib Chaim Bemison is another Gemara in Kedushin Nafchaf Alephim Abeis, which is even more shver. That the Gemara says, the Gemara has a kash, the Gemara has a shailef, and Eved Ivri Kayin is mutter b'shifcha or not. We know an Eved Ivri is mutter b'shifcha. How about if the Eved Ivri is a Kayin? Do we say that since a Yisrael has a heter by a shifcha, so Mela, even Yisrael is also b'shifcha, and the Torah was matter, it's a hud in a Kayin, which might have, would have an additional Isser of Zayna, but still, the Torah was matter, the Yisurim of the Eved Ivri with a shifcha. So who din a kayim, which has an additional issa, the Torah is already matter it. The Gemara is lashes chiddush who leishna kayim leishna Yisrael. But according to the Rambam, that a Yisrael is mutter in a shifcha, so what's the havim in a kayim should mutter in a shifcha? Kayim has an issa zayna. Kayim that's bayil a shifcha is an issa zayna. So what's the havim that should be mutter? Adarabba, the Rambam is saying that it can't be that a Yisrael is also a shifcha, because how could the Torah be matter if an Eved Ivri? So you see, the Torah was never matter anything. So what's the Havin a Kayin Eved Ivri should be mutter b'shifcha? So Echa Grey Sepela. Hazak Reb Chaim first to explain our Gemara, that Esnan is not totally in the Isser. Esnan is totally in the Shem's Nus. If you have an Isha, which the B of this Isha can't have Tvisis Kedushin, that gives it a Shem's Nus, even if it's a B is Hetem Midaraisu. That's why the B of a Shifcha could be called an Esnan Zayna, even if Midaraisa it's Mutter, but has a Shem's Nus. Because if the B without Tvisis Kedushin has a Shem's Nus, it could blive an Esnan Zayna, even if it's Mutter Midaraisa. But when the Torah says that an Eved Ivri is mutter to a Shifcha, in other words, is a din, that the Rabbi could be kaif for the Eved Ivri to be boiled a Shifcha, vice versa, the Torah is saying it's not Znus. The Torah wouldn't allow Znus, or wouldn't Akapana be Mechayiv Znus. When the Torah says, Madayna Vitan La'isha, in them state a Chiddush by an Eved Ivri, it's not called Znus B'chlal. And that was the Gemara's Taina. The Gemara says, Eved Ivri Mishri Shari, meaning Al-Karchach, it's not Znus. This is what the Torah wants, that can't be Znus. So that's what the Gemara says. It's so it doesn't have an issue upon him. When they don't have an issue upon him, so how's the Shail, if the Rabbi has a right to be Kaifim to take a Shifcha Knanis? If a rabbi doesn't have a right, so it is nus. But the Rama holds nothing is asur midaraisa. But still, there's a big chiluk. If there's no din of meisle shifcha knanis, so come this with the shifcha, it's nus. It's a beer without tvisis kedushin, it's nus. And melech shayach the parish of esnan zayna. Now, Shagin, if there's a special heter akra, a din, rabbi meisle shifcha knanis, so and then dim state that's not znus. If it's not znus, so that's what the Gemara names on, avad it can't be a din of Esnan Zayna. So Mamela is up to Pchayim, but then it's also Mavur, the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara is Safik if an Eved Ivri Kayin is Mutter B'Shifcha. Because the Issa Shifcha to a Kayin is Al Zayna. it blives a zayna. Why is she a zayna? Because there's no tefisas kedushin. That's good for why she's a zayna. So that's what the Gemara is saying. But maybe since you see by Yisrael that it's not znus, like Zvavur and Gemara, that there's no din esnan, so who would then by Kayin also is not znus? He says the Gemara uses a different lashon. The Gemara there was talking about the Yifas Tayar, the special het of the Yifas Tayar by a Shvuya, by a Muhammad, where the Gemara asks a Shaila, could a Kayin marry Yifas Tayar? Do you say that since it's ish to really Yisrael, so Alamayz, the Dibbatel can aggregate Saira, so since it's ish to really Yisrael, so it's ishtri to a Kayin also. Or do we say no, a Kayin has a special issa of Zayna, can't marry a guy because it's a Zayna, so that was never mutter. But there the Gemara says it's Hail the ishtri ishtri. Here it doesn't say Hail the ishtri ishtri. Here it says Chiddish. Since it's a Chiddish, Leishna Yisrael, Leishna Kayin. Because it was never ishtri by Yisrael, there's never any isalafi the Rambam. But it's a Chiddish. The Chiddish is it doesn't have a din znus. A din znus, the Torah would never say that the rabbi should do. It doesn't have a Torah znus. So once it doesn't have a Torah znus, so who would then the Gabi Kain? It wouldn't have a Torah znus, so Mela, she wouldn't be a Zayna either. And you wouldn't have this a Zayna Lakuna. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel. And also the Milchus Chinuch says the same Shtickel. The Milchus Chinuch, Simon Tov Kafayin Aleph, he also says, Venigayi to answer our Gemara, that how could the Rambam shtim with Agamar if the Rambam holds his noise of the Raisa to be Bayal HaShifcha? The same basic shtickle. The Lagabi, the Din Zayna, even if there's no Issa B'chlau, as long as there's no Tfisis Kedushin, that could be a Zayna. And when the Torah says that the Rambam is Moisel HaShifcha, in them state that's B'chlau not a Biznus. Also, one more Nakuda, there's a Marsha in Gittin, that from Aleph and Mabez, that says, Be'emsa Advarim, that din, that a Eved Ivri is mutter with a Shifcha, is only with the Shifcha that belongs to his Rav. He's not mutter stam to marry any Shifcha. He's mutter with a Shifcha that belongs to his Adin. If his Adin doesn't have a Shifcha, so he can't get married to a Shifcha. That's stated in the Marasha. So a lot of Achreinim ask, the Marasha is not like a Gemara. It seems to me, Nelem from the Marasha, the Gemara here in Temura, the Gemara here says, and the rabbi is coming over to somebody that has the owns a shivcha and says, "Heilich plezev v'tolan avdi eitzel shivchascha." And if the eved ivri has a issue upon him, it's mutter for him to be boil the shivcha, even if it doesn't belong to his rav. Apparently, the kainer aim on the marshali and get the nafim aleph and mebeis already asked the kasha to shara melech and olchas avodim perik aleph alacha gimel asked the kasha and kama other achreinim. Rabbi Kvega has in the Madura Tanyana, Simukuf Lamates, has a cheshbon to answer the kasha. The Nei Di Yehuda, it's an Ebenezer, Tanyana, Simon Laman Aleph. He just says the Marsha doesn't mean he's usher in the Shifcha. It just means the rabbi is not meisalei the Shifcha. There's no din that the rabbi could force him to live with Stam Shifcha, only a Shifcha the rabbi owns. Scan Zayn, it's not so meductic in the Marsha. Because the Beis Ephraim, it's in Yerideya, Simon Nun Ches, that he says, Bemisin is tubshatim in the Gemara. Rashi here says that the machloikis, that Rebbe and the Rabbanan, or Rebbe and the Rabbanan, however you gairis, is that if there's a din, that someone who's aim la'ishu ubanim, could the rabbi be meisul eishukha kananis. That's the pshat in the Gemara. But the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam, is mashma, both of them are maskim, that if he has no ishu ubanim, the rabbi is not meisul eishukha kananis. But still, since if he would have an ishu ubanim, he'd be mutter with a shifcha. So kum dais a biyav and evad ivi with a shifcha is not called a biyaznus. Even though this evad ivi punk can't marry a shifcha, he doesn't have an ishu ubanim. But since if he would have an ishu ubanim, be mutter with a shifcha, so mameila, it wouldn't be called a biyaznus, even though he happens not to have a ishu ubanim. That's the Rambam's pshat. The Beis Ephraim says a little more meduyik, because they're arguing in a case of Esnan Zayin, let them stop argue. Evid Ivri, it doesn't have an issue upon him. Could he marry a Shifcha or not? Taisus, they're both masking, he can't marry a Shifcha. But the Shaila is the fact that if he would have had an issue upon him, he'd be able to marry the Shifcha, so that, according to Rebbe, he would make it that it's not a Bias Nus. It's a Bias Heter, it's not called as Nus with a Shifcha, since he could have a Tzad Heter. Because Zog Debei Sefrayim, once you see such a Svara, that Rebbe goes so right that even though this particular Evid Ivri has no Heter with a Shifcha, but since if you would had an issue upon him, you would have a heter. So kumtais is not called to be his nus. So then you could say that there are bun and hold that since this evidently happens to have an issue upon him, Good. So he's only mutter with the shifra of his own rabbi, not of a different rabbi. But still, even with a different rabbi, he can't be called to be his nus, because he himself is mutter with the shifra. In this matzav, just not this shifra. Ad kan le pligi, if this evidence, if he has no head to with the shifra, just he could have had one, had he had an issue upon him, that there are but an old, no. But lamaisi, he doesn't have an issue upon him, so with him, a shifra is a bias nus. But if he has an issue upon him and he's mutter with the shifra of his own rabbi, then the male, even a shifra of a different rabbi, that there are but an maskim is not called a bias nus. He's a person that's mutter with a shifra, he himself and his matzip, now this shifra, male, it's not called a bias nus. That's the base of Raim's teretz. I saw in the Masifta Gemara that the Chel of Chitim says another teretz which sounds very mistabrit to me. In this case, his rabbi is paying for it. Even the Marsha that says that he's only mutter with the shifra of his rabbi, does that mean a shifra the rabbi owns? Let's say the rabbi rents the shifra from someone in order to have ladis from it, from this shifra. L'chayr also have it if we be mutter. As long as it's the rabbi that's paying for the shifra, if the rabbi rented out the shifra, so it also could be called the rabbi shifra. So else, b'chalmach in the marsha, since in this case, he's paying the tlai for it, so that would be mutter to the evidivi, because even though it doesn't actually belong to the rabbi, but the rabbi has it b'negeya, he bought the shifra for the evid to be bail her, so mel, that's cool, that has the same chashivas as the rabbi shifra k'nanis. Chay ve'er mistabra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Temura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Yehoshua ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We're learning Masechtas Temura Daf Lamed. This is the second shir on the blot. We're going to start the Mishnah of Mechir Kalev. The Mishnah is discussing the psul of Mechir Kalev, which is said next to Esnan Zayna. Esnan Zayna we discussed already. If someone gives a sheep as a payment for a Zayna, so the sheep is a pasul for carbon. And then you have Mechir Kalev, which means if someone gives a sheep in exchange for a dog, barters a sheep for a dog, the Pasuk says that that's also considered a te'eva, it's also considered a psul karbon. And the Mishnah says, Ve'ezu mechir kalev, ha'ayim l'chaveir ha'ilich plays that tachas kalev. If it's an exchange, a sheep for a dog, anything which is given in exchange for a dog has a psul karbon. V'chein shnei shutfin shechalku, and similarly, if two partners split up, they were partners, let's say, in 19 sheep and one dog, and when they split up the 19 sheep and the one dog, so echad notal asara, the echad tishav a kalev. So one took 10 sheep and the other took 9 sheep with the dog. So she kenegan a kalev asar, v'shim a kalev mutter. The 10 sheep that the one took in exchange for the 9 sheep and the dog, all those 10 sheep are asar. They all have a psul of mechir kalev. And the 9 sheep that's together with the dog are all mutter. And the Gemara, after discussing a little bit the drasha of Esnan Zayna and Mechir Kalev, and how do we know it's two separate things, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Nebuchadol Hadi Kalba V'Hanach Kulu Lishteri. Why don't we say that all 10 sheep are exchanged for the dog? And they're all asur. Why don't we say one of the sheep is in exchange for the dog, make that one sheep the Mechir Kalev, and the other 9 should be mutter? So the Gemara says, "Hachom ma'eskina kan detafvi demei kalev michad minayu." The dog is worth more than any of the sheep, so you can't have one sheep in exchange for the dog, because the dog is worth more than any of the sheep. Dogs are perhaps more expensive than sheep. V'haytu fana de kalev shadi b'chulu. So therefore, the extra amount that a dog is worth more than the sheep would be spread out among the other 9 sheep, and they all will be considered a mechir kalev. So the Rishash asks, why don't you say that 2 of the sheep is in exchange for the dog? Or in Rashi's case of the amounts of money, it ended up to be 3 of the sheep is in exchange for the dog. But either way, the dog is not worth clearly as much as 10 sheep are worth. It's worth more than 1. So why don't we say that however much the dog is worth, that amount of sheep would be in the Mechir Kalev, and the rest should be mutter. It's a good ara. I saw in the Melechus Chayshev, he compares it to a case where sometimes when you exchange Yayin Nesech for something, and if, he brings the halacha, that if they wouldn't do the entire deal, if it wouldn't come along with the Yayin Nesech, so all of what you're exchanging in exchange for the Yayin Nesech, even if it's only one of the barrels, would all be considered the Chalufa Yayin Nesech, because the deal would not be done without the Yayin Nesech. So perhaps the Gemara assumed that if a sheep was worth the same as a dog, so the exchange was a sheep for a dog. Mashengin, if the dog is worth more than the sheep, then it's considered one big exchange of whatever's left over from the dog with all the sheep. It's not like he would have done the deal with the two sheep. It becomes one big package deal with the 9 sheep and the dog together with the 10 sheep. They'll all be considered chalufi of the dog. Be that as it may, the Gemara is naming on, if the sheep is worth the same as the dog, you could take out one sheep and only that will be the mechir kalev. If the dog is worth more than the sheep, then we say that the mechir, the chalifa of the kalev, is divided evenly among the leftover sheep, and they're all mechir kalev. Now, Taisus says, what's the pshat that you could designate one of the sheep to be the mechir kalev and the rest to be mutter? Taisus says it goes like the man the Omer of Yesh Brera. There's a sugi in Shas, well-known sugi about Brera. You have it in many different mesechdis. But there's a machlekes tanoim, if you say Yesh Brera, Ein Brera, for instance, one of the cases the Gemara always brings is when someone has a barrel of wine and says that the 2 lugin that I will take out will be truma, the 10 will be meiser, Rishain, another tell me Maisa Shani, but he doesn't take out the Lugin yet, right? Now they're all mixed in. Is he allowed to drink the wine of the Schavis at this point? Do you say that whenever he takes out the Truma and the Maisris, so that becomes Brera, Huvra, Davla, Mefreya, that these are the 2 Lugin that the Chalais Truma is Chalon? Or do we say, Aim Brera, you can't make designate later what the Truma is? So the designation won't work, and we won't be able to say that these 2 lugin are truma, since at the time that you made them truma, we didn't know where the 2 lugin were. Well, you have the Mishnah Erevin, that if somebody makes an Erev Trumin, he says, if the Chacham will come the Mizrach, the Erev Trum will be a Mizrach. If he'll come Lamayrev, the Erev Trumin will be Lamayrev, because he wants to be able to walk the Trum to where the Chacham is. So, do we say, when the Chacham comes, then we'll know which Erev Trumin will be a Trumin, or you don't say Brera. So Machlekes Tanaim and Kama Mekaymis in Shas. So here also, to designate one of them, at the time it wasn't designated which one was Keneged the Kelev and which one's not, and you're designating it later. So that's the Brera. So Taisus asks the Kasha, to Machlekes Rishayim, what the Psak is. So according to the Ri that holds that the Psak Halacha in Shas is Yesh Brera, so this Gemara will be consistent with the Psak Halacha, the Gemara's Kasha, because we paskin like the Tanoim of Yesh Brera. But according to Beinu Tam, that we don't paskin, the paskin ain't Brera, so what was the Gemara's Kasha b'pshitus? That everyone thinks should be mutter, should be totally in the Shail of Brera. So Taisus answers, well, there are Tanoim that hold of Brera. We didn't want to set aside the Mishnah. I don't like those Tanoim. Enichinami. The Kasha was gebait on the Tanoim that hold Yesh Brera. Would they be able to shnim with our Mishnah? Now the Pashas of the Gemara in the 4th parak of Beis seems to come out that by Dinim Deiraisa we hold Ein Brera. We're not makel to say Brera when the Shail is a Shail of Deiraisa. But by Dinim Derabbanan we say Yesh Brera. And that's a Rav Rishayim Paskin. So Lechura Taisus had asked the Kasha that Rabbeinu Tam Paskin's Ein Brera, even though that's Pashas only by Dinim Deiraisa, is because here we're dealing with the Din Deraisa. The Psul of Mechir Kalev is the Psul Deraisa. Now, the Taisus Chadashim on the Mishnayah says, he wants to say a Teretz of Taisus Kasha, that here we're talking about a Psul Derabanan, because earlier, the Mishnah said, the first Mishnah the Perek said, that Kol HaSurin Agav Mizbech, even if it's Mis'arev Be'elef, they're all Aser. So they Aser B'Teruvis. Now that Din, they Aser B'Teruvis, Pashas is a din derabanan. Balechayim aren't batal, or davash b'minyan is not batal, is a din derabanan. So since we're going on that Mishnah, we're saying Ezu Mechir Kalev. So that would Pashas be mashma, that the case in the Mishnah here of Mechir Kalev, when you have one kelev and 9 sheep that are exchanged for 10 sheep, it would also ask the teruvis, and there the issa would only be the rabbanan. So in that we have a kasha. Why would it ask the teruvis? Why don't you say b'negeya asking with teruvis the din of yesh brera because it's the rabbanan? That's what the Teis Chadashim says in the Mishnais. Since it's mavur in the Mishnah here that the psulim that we're discussing are psulim which aren't batal b'reiv, and the din that it's not batal b'reiv is a din the rabbanan, we're dealing with the rabbanan by the rabbanan's repasking yesh brera. But that's not so partial at all, like the Rashash points out in the Muke and the Nemuke Agriv in the back, Habu de Bachrach, that there is a Yisai that the Paiskim say, it's from the Shach in Yeridei Simon Kuf Yud, it's in Klali Sech Sveikam, at the end of the Simon Ois Yates, that when you have a Safik Deiraisa that became this Arev, you don't say any more Safik Derabana Lakula. Like, let's say you have a Safik Treifa. You have a chicken, and it's has a suffix treifa, a suffix hashakel. Either a machlekes looked at the ravisam, or a suffix, what happened to it? A suffix treifa. So we pass in suffix device to the chumri, and I'll let eat it. And now was this arif, let's say it's a chaticha realist kabin. So we don't say now, suffix derabana lakula, because now the question is derabana, because me derice it's bottle. Because since it already was paskin on this shayla suffix derice to the chumra, and afterwards it became a shayla of derabanan, when you have a suffix deraisa that became afterwards a shayla of derabanan, that would still retain its original status of suffix deraisa l'chumra. So Mela, if the psak would be that we only say yesh brer by derabanans, we don't say yesh brer by deraisas, so since the incident that you exchanged 9 sheep with a dog against 10 sheep, those 10 sheep you exchanged at this point were in this Arev Be'elef. So now it's a shayla of the Raisa on them. And by the Raisa we say, Ein Breira. So the Psak is L'chumra. So now even if then it's Arev Be'elef, doesn't become a shayla of the Rabbanan. And now we say it's a shayla of the Rabbanan, so we say Yesh Breira. No, it was already a Psak that it was a shayla by the Raisa. By the Raisa we say, Ein Breira. And that would remain even after the Teruvis. But the Nemuke Agriv asks, and this also Rabbi Kivega already, Kfar Kodmei, Rabbi Kivega on the side of Mishnah, you say, why did you have to go all the way to the first Mishnah? Why don't you say in this case itself, not all these 10 sheep are Mechir Kalev. One of them is a Mechir Kalev. We don't know which one. Yesh Breira will tell us which one. And if you say Ein Breira, so you can't pinpoint which one. So Kumtais, you have one that's a Mechir Kalev, and we don't know which one. So why isn't it batal? Elam, are you going to say, because that's the halacha, that a balechai, or davar shebeminyan, is not batal? Like we learned in the beginning of the parak. So that's the rabbanan from the beginning of the suffix. As soon as you exchanged these 10 sheep for the 9 sheep and the dog, so now these 10 sheep, one of them is a mechir kalev, and it wasn't yet paskened on it's a mechir kalev, and then it was nesarif. That was the thing. One of these 10 sheep is a Mechir Kalev. So Midaraisa, that's not a problem at all. Midaraisa, it's batal. And the whole Shaila is negated to a Derabanan. And by Derabanan you say, Yesh Breira. It's not like first we had the Safik, we had the Din of Breira, and we decided that it was Asa because it's Deraisa, and then it was Nesarif. It was, that's if you're going to say Nesarif Ba'alif, but here there's a Teruvus right away from the very beginning. Why don't you say Bittul B'Rayv in the Teruvus and Adarabba? Rabbi Kivega asked like for Akasha and Taisus Abyssal, why is Taisus naming on that we're dealing with a Deraisa? And therefore, he asks Akasha, we pass an Ein Breira, and he asks to say that the Gemara is only asking like the Tanam that hold the Yesh Breira, L'chayu B'chal not dealing with a Deraisa. We're saying that it's a Derabanan. Because Midaraisa is no problem. It's batal from the very beginning. Now the truth is, Kama Achreinim say this is Teretz on the Rambam. We'll speak about the Rambam Beis Hashem a little bit later in the Shia, but Kama Achreinim say, the Rambam Taka Paskins, that if one of the sheep is worth as much as the dog, we say that that sheep will be a Mechir Kalev and the rest of Mutter. And the Rambam Paskins, Ein Breira. Al-Kupanim by their Isis. So Memela, how does the Rambam shtim? So Kama Achreinim say this teretz. It's a Sharamelech and Ilchiz Gerushin, Paragimel Alachadalad. It's a Makar Chaim from the Nesivas on Hilchas Chametz. It's our Chaim Siman Tov Mem Ches Sif Katan Aleph. And it's Rebbe Kivenga, like we mentioned, that really it's batal. There is no problem with the rice. I mean, the rice is batal. Only one of these sheep is a Mechir Kal. I mean, the rice is batal. So the whole Shalza gave a Derabanan, but Derabanan, we say, Yesh Reira. So what's Pshat in Taisis? Why did Taisis hold that way? So the Svasemis says that if you wouldn't have Reira, so even when a sheep is worth the same as a dog, the Mela we'd say that the dog is really exchanged for all the sheep. Not necessarily if it wouldn't be Reira, that means the dog is for one sheep and we don't know which one. It could be the dog is for part of a sheep, part of each and every one of the sheep without the parasha of Reira. So then it wouldn't be Shaykh Bittel. If even a part of the sheep has a din that it's a Mechir Kalev, that already passes the whole sheep B'Tayr Zvadai. It wouldn't be Negei of Bittel. But that's a Chiddush of Bistel Svas Emes. Le Shloimeh says that the whole Chilah between the Reis and the Rabbanon, the Ran in Gittin in the third Perek, explains that it's really like a sveik of the din if we pass it in Yesh Breira, Eim Breira. So by the Reises we say, Safik the Reis of a Chumra, and we pass it in Eim Breira. And by the Rabbanans we say, Safik the Rabbanan Lekulu, we pass it in Yesh Breira. If that's the Yisait, so even here if it's the Rabbanan, but Lechatchila, we're not saying Mechat Safik the Rabbanan to bring a carbon which has a Safik Psul the Rabbanan when you can bring another animal. You don't Lechatchila take a animal that has a Safik Psul the Rabbanan and bring it as a carbon. So that's why Taisus wasn't Mechalik between the Reis and the Rabbanan here. But all these Gedali Achreinim Neman, that the Etzim would be Shaykh Bittel. If you would say that one of the sheep is connected to the dog and we don't know which one, so then we'd say that that sheep is batal and the other sheep. It's just that the Svas Emma says, Mecha tastes it's a whole sheep connected to the dog. Maybe it's a part of each sheep connected to the dog. And the Eilish Shlomi says, even if it's the Rabbanan, we wouldn't lechatchila be Saimach Ambrera if we pass an Ambrera by the Raisa. And like we said, Rabbi Kivega and the Mekar Chaim, the Nesivis, and the Shara Melech all say it's Takabotel, and that's how they answer the Rambam. And the Rambam holds this is the case of the Rabbanan, and that's why he passes Yesh Breira. But there is a Svara to say that's Bechal Nat Shaykh Bittel. First of all, the Rashash mentions this, and also Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in his Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, Arachayim Simon Chavav, that there's a Shita Samardachai that says that if it was never the suffix started off b'taruvis, if the issa started off b'taruvis, you don't say bittul b'chai gafna. Bittul is if you once had isser and you also had heter, and now the issa is nesarif to the heter, then the heter is mevatel the isser. But if mitchilas b'yas the isser was still was already b'taruvis with the heter, then it doesn't become bittul. If it's a chanan, there's marchiv on the svara when you do say it, when you don't say it. So that's one svara why b'chal you wouldn't have bittul. But Reb Shimon in Shari Yesher, it's Shar Gimel, Perichav Beis, says another svara. L'chayr gishmak is svara. It's not like the Gdele Achrinim, but l'chayr very gishmak is svara. And we'll speak about the Iker Reid of Reb Shimon also coming up in the Shia. But the Yisayid Adavar is, he says the Yisayid, when you have this case, L'mashal, that you're exchanging 9, 10 sheep for 9 sheep and a dog, and we're saying that we don't know which sheep is in exchange for the dog. If you hold Yesh Breira, you could say that one of the sheep is in exchange for the dog, and we'll speak of that soon. And if you hold Ein Breira, so Mela, each sheep could have been the one that's in exchange for the dog, and Mela, they're all Aser. So like the Pshimin, it's not the Pshat that Kameh Shmaya Galia, there is a particular sheep that's in exchange for the dog, and we don't know which one. He says, that can't be among this. Which sheep? It doesn't make sense. Why would it be on one sheep more than the other sheep? You never designated which sheep is exchanged for the dog. You didn't say which sheep it will be. There's no svara in Lumdus to say it's this sheep as opposed to that sheep. No, it's an abstract. The pshat is that there is a sheep here because since there's a siba for one of the sheep to be in exchange for the dog, one and only one, so that means that there is a chalois that a sheep of these sheep is in exchange for the dog, and the chalois is be'etzim, not mavur, which one. It's not like there's one and we don't know which one it is. The chalois by its very nature is not mavur. There's no one more than the other one. It's one. So mainly each one has a din that it might be that one. That's a din, but say mekadesh echa mishtei echayis that you have in kedushin. And the Gemara discusses the kedushin she'ein mesurim lebiya. Tanya of Shim Ishkov, it's not that shot one of these echayis on mekadeshis and we don't know which one. But really there is a specific one. It doesn't make sense. Why should it be one more than the other? You said one of them. You didn't say which one. There's no reason why it should be more with this one, more that one. The pshat is, it's one, because you're Mekadesh one, and it's be'etzim, not mavur, it's not known, it's not specified which one. Hazak de b'shimen, oibizayis v'chalmat shayach bittul. Because bittul is when you have clearly specified heter, and clearly specified iser, and the rave is heter, so the rave is metzeach the miyot. But here, no sheep is different than the other sheep. They all are equally a suffix mechir kelev. It's one, and it's be'etzim not mavur which one, so they're all equally are a suffix mechir kelev. There's no chilik this one or that one, so it can't be that the meat is bottled to the rave. There's no meat and there's no rave. Semelz b'chal man shayach biddol. Let's tie it to Shimon. So Geshmak is svara, but the Gdele Echreinim didn't hold that way. Vaishas the Gdele Echreinim nem done, that since Al Kapanim, abstractly, there is Lamaisa, nine that are not considered a Mechir Kalev, and one that is, even though it's not a Suffolk Be'etzim, it's not like we don't know. It's Be'etzim, not Mavur. But still, Lamaisa, the Halacha is that there are nine that aren't, and the one that is, and that's a Teruvus, and Melech should say Vittel. But you can hear Reb Shimon svar why it wouldn't be shayach bittul b'chay gavna, because there is no, it's bechlal not that this one's usher and that one's mutter. They all have a chalei suffik, they're all nichlal in the suffik, and mele Reb Shimon tainas wouldn't be shayach bittul. Now Taisus asks a kasha like this. He says, in Agamar it's mavur, you have mixed up one mechir kalev with the other sheep, you just take out one, you say that's the mechir kalev, and the rest are mutter. And the same thing like the Gemara we mentioned earlier, halakeach yaimi ben akusim, you say that the two lugan that I'm going to be mafresh is chuma, you mafresh the two lugan, that's the chuma, everything else is mutter. And huadin, it says if you have a few people that bought, that took money and bought birds, people who are chayiv, a carbon of birds, and they bought birds, and one of them died, so now you have a chat the shemesu balel, and the Gemara says, well, just take out the money that he donated, and then everything else will be mutter, and that's all if you hold yesh brera. If you hold ein brera, you have a problem with all these things. So Frank Tice says, but how does that work? Anytime you have an isser that's mixed with heter, you could just take out one and say that's the isser. So what's the problem? The Gemara before quoted the Mishnah in Tzvachim that says, that if you have karbonis and one chata shemesa baleo, or one sharon iskol that gets mixed into all the karbonis, even 1,000 karbonis, even 10,000 karbonis, you gotta kill them all. Why? Why not just take out one, if you hold yesh brera, and say that's the sharon iskol, that's the chata shemesa baleo, and we mat everything. Anytime you have a taruvis, you have one chaticha ruyulis skambet of nevela that mixed in to 100 chatichas of shkuta, you gotta throw them all out. A chatech ruyul iskabit is not batal. Just take out one and say yesh brera. So Taisus answers, I'm a mairi klal gadol bedinze. He says a big rule. Anything which was huvere isim etchila, v'achekach nesarev beheter, loisam chinan abrera. Kevin terrose hoyev beisir. If originally we knew which was asa and which is mutter, and then they got mixed together, we can't do brera anymore. Because the teruvus was be'isser. But these, the teruvus were be'heter, because the isser wasn't mavur before the teruvus. And after it got mixed up, then it's nerle the isser, then you say mecham brera. So all these cases, there was no isser that was there before, and then it got mixed into the heter. The isser became an isser while it was already mixed in the heter, like our case. You didn't have a specific mechir kelev, which got mixed with other sheep. That, of course, like the Mishnah said earlier, they're all usher. You didn't have a specific wine of chuma that got mixed up in the barrel. Of course, they will be usher. Chuma is only bottled echa b'meya. And the same thing with the chat de shemei subaleh. But if it's already mixed, and then it becomes usher, then you say mecham brera like the man the yom yesh brera. Now, Tais doesn't explain Klod as Svar Lechalik. Now, the Chavaz Yor, at the end of Simon Kuflam and Gimel, and more B'Kivei Ega, it's in Yerudea, at the end of Simon Tazayin, they took Tais very literally, that any time you're going to have that the Teruvis preceded the Isser, you could be Seimach Ambrera. So, Lamashal, if you would have a number of animals that got Nisarev, a number of Chatayis that got Nisarev, you have three people that were going to bring a Chatos, and the Chatayis got Nisarev, so the Aloch is, you bring each one L'Shem Mishahu, it doesn't matter, each one is brought L'Shem Mishahu. And one of the people died, so now you have a Chatos Shemesu Bolel, so that's okay. You'll say, Brera, take out one of the sheep, say that that's the Chatos Shemesu Bolel, and bring the other two. And then Rikveg says, Aloch L'Meisa, L'Gabi Eisev Es Benay. Let's say you have a number of little sheep that got Nisarev, a number of baby sheep that were Nisarev, and you don't know which sheep now belongs to which mother, and you shechted the mother of one of them, you don't know which one. So now you want to shecht one of the children sheep, but you're not allowed to shecht on the same day, Eisev Es Benay. So if you hold Yesh Brera, so just take out one of the sheep, say that's the one that's mother was shechted, and the other ones are all mutter. And Rabbi Kivega really says this halacha l'maisa, because he says that this, it's not a problem of bittul, it's not a problem that adav chashiv is not bittul. He's going a little bit the opposite of what we said before from the Mordechai. He brings from Yishenim that if it wasn't nikah the issa before it was nisarev, then it's bittul easier. You don't say adav chashiv is not nisbattul. So why don't you say you could check all the sheeps? The Teretz is you have an eitzah. You have an eitzah of picking out one if you hold the Yesh Brera. So you manashuch, if you hold Ein Brera, so then the sheep that's aser is batal, because it wasn't nikah the issa before the teruvis. Elamai, maybe Yesh Brera, so you have an eitzah, zedav v'sheish l'matirim, so pick out one of the sheep, say Brera, and then the rest will be mutta. That's how he wants the Tai Chau Gemara also, to answer Taisha's first kasha, that this Gemara is totally in Brera, he says no. If you hold Ein Brera, anyway, it's batal. Because since it wasn't Nikah the Issa first, it could become batal. You don't say Balei Chayim aren't batal. The only reason why it's not batal is because the man, the Omi Yesh Brera, you have an Eitz of Brera. So good. Once you take out one sheep, sit in a Lekuli Alma, it's mutter. But Al-Kaponim Rabbi Kivega is nemming on in that shtickle, that even in the case of Eisev Es Benay, as long as it wasn't Nikah the Issa before it was Nisarev, you say Yesh Brera. But Kama Achreinim are very, very bothered with that. What should be the chilek? Even though the Lashon of Taisus is very much mashman that way. But they're bothered with it in Svara. How could you just say Yesh Brera? There's a specific one that's Aser. The one that happens to be the child of the mother that was shechted. It's a specific one. You picked one. How do you know you got the right one? What would Brera help you with that? They're very bothered in Svara. Why should such a halacha be? That Mrs. Tais is a little bit mashed like Rabbi Kivega. Tais was not mashed. He was bothered in Svara with the concept. He just wanted to know, when do you say it, when you don't? Tais asked the kasha, oh, here we say Brera, but then in other times when we have a teruvis, we don't say Brera, we say Yilusa Kulam. So what's the pshat? So Tais says, I have a klal gadol. If the issa was nikah before the teruvis, or the teruvis was the issa, then you don't say Brera. If the teruvis was beheter and then it became aser, then you do say Brera. It's not mashman that Taisus had a problem with saying Brera when you have a defined iser. So the lashon of Taisus is very meduic like Rabbi Kivega, but the achreinim are very bothered in Svara. In Svara it doesn't seem to make sense. In Svara, why should you go and say, what's this magic of Brera that I could say this is the iser? It's not. We don't know that it is. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Probably it's not. What's his word to Brera? So Kama Achreinim say, and the emphasis is already a svara that the Taisus Yantif in the Mai Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin says, but he doesn't say Pshan and Taisus. But Kama Achreinim learned this is the Pshan and Taisus. It's the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, Yeredeya Simen Ayin. It's the Taras HaKadosh on Zvachim, Dafayin Gimel Amid Beis, and it's the Chasam Sefer. Eifin Art in the back, the Agayis Chasam Sefer in the back of the Gemara. And Reb Shimon Shkop that we mentioned before, Nishar Gimel Perich of Beis, But Taisus doesn't really mean the chilek between if it was nikah before it was nesayiv or after it was nesayiv. That's not the ikavart. The ikavart of Taisus is that when there's a very specific one that's aser, and the other ones are specifically mutter, and we don't know which one it is that's aser, how would breira work? It's not shayach breira in that case. But here we're dealing with that there is no specific one that's aser and specific ones that are mutter. It's all an abstract. One of them is aser, but there's no reason why it's this one as opposed to that one. Even kameh shmaya kiviyachol, there is no specific one that's aser. So there, it's shayach breira. So this is the concept of a chaleis that's not mavur. If I say one of these two items should be hektish, so that's a chaleis hektish on one of these two items. Which one? It's not mavur. It's not the pshat, it is one and we don't know which one it is. It's not a chsar nidi on our part. It's be'etzim. I wasn't maktish a specific one. I said one. That's a chaleis that's not mavur. So b'chai gavni, you could say breira. Masha'en came when the chalos was already mavur. It's clear, this is the one that's the chata shemesa. This is the one that's truma. This is the one that's the mechir kelev. And then it got mixed up. I can't just arbitrarily pick one. I didn't pick the right one necessarily. And therefore, Breira has no makam there b'chlal. Now the shayla on this pshat is that Taisus also quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Dafnan Heim and Beis, where everyone put money for the birds in a pushka. The money they were makdish for the birds, and one person died. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so just take out the money that's connected that one person that died, and the rest be mutta. It shouldn't be a problem of chadash and esu baler. There, everyone took their money and put it in the pushka. It wasn't like there was a chalois that was ena mavur, that they said one of these money should belong to them. Everyone actually took money and put it into the pushka for the buying of the birds. And then one person died, and his money is mixed up, and still we're going to say breira. So this shleim, if you like, it became the ega, that as long as the suffix happened after the teruvus occurred, as long as the issa was chal after the teruvus, so mameli you could say breira, so it's good. But if you learn that even if the issa was chal after the teruvus, but it's only in the case where it's unspecified, the issa be'etzim is ena mavur, you could say breira, so how would it work by the money? So the base of Ephraim there in Simenayin and the Sam Sefer, they both stelt su the smat and chayshemishbat simen reish tzadik veisifkat lamid. That says a chiddush like this. Let's say people want to make a partnership. They have a shliach and everyone gives money to the shliach that he's going to buy schayra for all of them. So he has all their money mixed up together. And then some of the money got stolen. And he knows which money got stolen. He knows that one of the person's money got stolen. Zok the smah chiddush, it doesn't matter. The loss is distributed evenly among all of them. Once they're partners, it doesn't matter who actually owns this money, who owns that money. Money doesn't work that way. They become partners means that they're all equal partners in all the money. It doesn't matter who originally belonged to what. Once they put the money together for an investment, for a purchase, they all become equal partners in the entire pot. So mainly here or so. Enoch and Ami originally, each money belonged to each specific person. But when they put it together in the bushka to buy the birds, so then they're all equal shidfim. Once they're all equal shidfim, so then it's not mavur be'etzim whose money is whose, and you're able to go and isolate the money keneged the one who died, and say that's his money, that's his chelek of the shidfis, and the rest is mutter. Now if we're going to name this some Shannon Taisus, there's a very interesting machlekes yishenim b'negei this idea of chalei sheinim mavur, like we'll explain. See, the shaila is like this. When you have a machlekes yesh breira and ein breira, that means could you take a chaleis that's not mavur and be mavarit? Is that only when there's already a mechanism that's there to be mavarit and otherwise you can't, or no? You could be mevarit even when there's no mechanism in the chalais to be mevarit. In other words, in the case, let's say, shnei lugin shani asir levar. So I said, the two lugin that I'm going to take should be truma. So I said clearly, right now the two lugin are not mevur. We don't know where the two lugin are. Not only we don't know, it's not a chsar nidia, but the etzim, it could be any two lugin. There's like a general abstract chalais truma on two lugin. and it's be'etzer not mavur which ones, but I send that it's a lugan sheni asir mafrish. So when I just go and be mafrish a two lugan, so I made a mechanism to be mavarit. Now it's huver adavul mafreya that the chalois is chal lemafreya on these two lugan. Just at that time we didn't know which two lugan. So that's the din of yesh breira. Mashenkin ein breira says that no, that we were mafrish the lugan later, that doesn't make that lemafreya retroactive the chalois were chal on those two lugan. Because at that time there was no specific two lugan. You can't make later that these are the two lugan that is chal from before. That's ein breira. Someone makes an Erev, and he says, if the Chacham comes to Mizrach, Eruvi leMizrach. So is it an Erev or not? It depends on a subsequent thing. So I made a mechanism to determine if it will be an Erev. The Chacham coming. When the Chacham comes, so now, Huvra Adavul Mafreya, that there was an Erev. Or do you say no? Since at that time it wasn't clear if the Chacham will come or not, the Suffolk remains unresolved, unspecified, and the Chacham later cannot make a retroactive specification. That's the machlokes, the classic machlokes of Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. But what if I did not make any specification at all? I didn't create any mechanism that it should be specified. Like a mekadesh achas mishtei achayis. I said, one of you two women should be mekadesh me. I didn't say the one I'm going to want later, or the one my father will want, or the one that steps out of the door first. I didn't explain how this chalais could ever be mavur that will want to know if that works l'mafreya. I didn't make any specification. So could Breira work then? Now that's l'chayr the case here. When he took the 10 sheep and the other fellow took the 9 sheep and the dog, they didn't say that this dog should be connected the sheep that I'll pick later. They didn't say that. They didn't say anything. The dog's connected one of the sheep, and there is no specification. And still you see that it works. So there's a very clear machlokes Yeshayim about this. The Emes says this Taisus is clearly mashma that has nothing to do with any specification that you made. The fact that it's not mavur gives you a chance to mavar it later, period. And as Zohar L'chayr state in Taisus in Seita Daf Yud Ches, Mashang in the Taisis Shanim in Yuma Daphne Hayim and Beis that we mentioned, he's very clear that it wouldn't work that way. If they stop all put money in the Pushka, you can't just decide that this money goes to this person, Mechatesa. Why? Why should it be that person? Enechinami will say this ma, that everything belongs to everyone. But why did this money now become this person's? Zakta Taisis Shanim, the Gemara is talking about where they said clearly that whatever money we decide should be for any person, that's the money that should belong to that person. But otherwise, Yesh Breira wouldn't help you. You can't just stop being Mavara Chalais, it's not Mavur. As I stayed in the Taisa Shanim and Yuma. And as I stayed in the Chayrish, Daphnan Vav, it's the Taisa of Daphnan Haim and Beis, it's mamash about this Gemara, and the Marim Chayrish brings our Gemara. And Taisa says in Nusach that the reason why it works is it's ke'ilu histu mitchila, that the one that I pick that should be keneged in the sheep, that's the one that's keneged the sheep, that's the one that's keneged the dog, I mean. But it has to be a ke'ilu histu mitchila. That's the das. The das is that which one should be keneged the dog? The one they decide. That's the das mitchila. So Taisa in Mechayris and Taisis Shanim and Yuma Daphnan Hayim and Beis, Amashma, it only works if you say that the Chalais should be Nizbar later. So then you have a Machlokes. Yesh Breira says that works, and when it's Nizbar later, we say L'mafreya, that's the Chalais. Ein Breira says it doesn't work. It can't be Nizbar later. Since it wasn't Nizbar now, what happens later doesn't affect now, and the Chalais remains unmavur. But if you never set up the Chalais, that it should become mavur, it can't become mavur, Yesh Breira wouldn't work for that. The Chazon Ish in Demai, Simen Tezayin Sifkat and Tes, Mamash Reds Ois. And that's the Machlokes, Tais in Tzmura and Taisis in Saita holds that even if you didn't make it that it should be mavur, you could be mavarit by itself, since the Chalais is not mavur, and Taisis in Taisis Shanim in Yuma, and Taizim Mechayrus holds no. It's only if you make up that that should be Nizbar in this life, and then Yesh Breyer works. And the emphasis is that the Chazanish brings down, it's really an Avdei Meluim that brings down a very clear Machlokes Rishayim about this. The Avdei Meluim in Simen Mem Aleph Sifkat and Beis brings down a Ritva that asks a kasha. The Gemara says in Kedushin Nafnan Aleph that someone's Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achayis, that's called the Kedushin She'ein Mesurim Labia. It's a Kedushin which can never come to a Bia because you can't be Baal either one of them because maybe your Mekadesh is to the other one and it's a Chayis Isha. So it's a Kedushin She'ein Mesurim Labia. Factor Advan Kedushin Akasha, if you hold Yesh Breyer, what's wrong? Just be Mavari, that it's this one. And he blives with the Kasha there. In Kedushin, he blives with the Kasha. Even though you made no mention which one, you didn't make any mechanism that it should become Mavur, but the Advan blives with the Kasha. The Avdei Meluim brings the Taisa's Rid that says that wouldn't work. It's only if you specified and said the one that I'm going to pick later, then you say Breira. But otherwise, why should the later Breira work? Who are you to be Mavar? The Chalais is not Mavur, and it's not supposed to be Mavur. Hazak de Chazanish, that's the Machlik, it's the Taisa that was saying. That means the Ritvon Yevamis, Daf Chav Gimel, he says it's sad that Breira only works when you make a mechanism. He says that as one teretz to that Kasha. And then he says another teretz to the kasha that hacha b'maya skinon, that I said, the sister that my father would want, that's the sister that Shubh Mekadesh is to me, and then his father died. So Mamela, you said it should be a certain Breira, and we don't have that Breira, then you can't be Mavar. But if you just said one, you could decide later which one. That's Mamish L'shitasa, what he says in Kedusha, as he says a teretz, a daichik and a kimta. And then he says another teretz, that the Xeris Akasim of Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia is that if in the beginning it wasn't Mavur, so the Kedushin is not Chal. And it won't be Chal later when you Mavar it, because it already wasn't Chal, because at that time it was Ein Mesurim Labia. Baal Koponim, the Ritva is naming on with a Clarkite, that you could be Mavar it even if there is no mechanism to be Mavar it. So that's the interesting Machlokes Rishayim. In Kilos Yanga, the Stipla, in Masechtas Yuma, Simon Tezayin, he speaks about this. He says, two Gishmaka Aris, he says, first of all, what's Takel Ipshan and Tezim Mechayris? I saw the Einig Yontif, I think it was Simon Chavav, was also bothered with it. What does it mean? It's Ke'il the Omasna, that the sheep you pick out should be connected to the dog. Mecha Tezis Ke'il the Omasna. Why should you care which sheep is connected to the dog? Why do you say all the time it's Ke'ilu Yu Amasna that the one you pick out later should be the one? So the Stipla says like this. The Stipla says, this is a Pshat in the Taisus Rid. Now the Kashas, how does the Taisus Rid stem with Agamar? Agamar says you could pick out which sheep you want. And the Taisus Rid says it's only when you said that the sheep I'm going to pick out later should be the one. And Agamar, you didn't say that. You stopped. You made 10 sheep, connected 9 sheep and a dog, and you could pick it out. So how does the Taisus Rid learn Agamar? So Taizim Mechayr says it's Ke'ilu Yomasa Metchila. So why don't you always say Ke'ilu Yomasa Metchila? So the disciple is very pashit. When you're Mekadesh in Isha, you're supposed to be Mekadesh a specific Isha. You said one of the two. That means you want it to be unspecific. Period. That's what you're saying. So you can't make it specific later. You decided to make an unspecific halais. That's what you did. When you did 10 sheep, connected 9 sheep and a dog, you weren't trying to make any unspecific halais. You didn't yet randomize. You didn't randomize exactly which exact sheep should be connected to the dog. You didn't randomize exactly. If it's negay, you'll decide then. I bet that's what you mean. Not the pshat that your mamish made us. No, the pshat is about this understood. You're not trying to make epsilondis. Good. You decided, here's your 10 sheep. Which sheep is connected to the dog? Which sheep is connected to the sheep? Good, we'll decide later. But here, what do you mean you'll decide later? If you're going to say you'll decide later, so say you'll decide later. You say Arei Mekadesh is one of you, and you don't say anything, that means that you don't want it to be Mavur. They asked the Kasha, also you find Breira in the Sugyan Bey of Dafyid Beis, where Meis died, and we say that all the different entrance ways are all Tameh, because maybe you'll bring the Meis out of one of the entrance ways. And when you open up one of them, so then that becomes Tameh, they all become Tar, because now it's Huver that you want to bring him out of this particular entrance way. Even though you never specified before, So he says, because that is the halacha. The halacha isn't that they're all tamei. The halacha is the one you're going to bring it out, that's the one that's tamei. Just right now, you don't know. So male, they're all tamei misafik, because they all could be the one that you bring out. As soon as you opened up one, so, Mimela, that is taka the one that you were going to bring out. The other ones, there's no reason for them to be tummy. I think the same thing with Achim Shecholku. It says, Achim Shecholku, Yershimheim, they're not Lukuchas saying if you hold the Vreira. In other words, when you have a Yerusha and they split it up, so if you hold Aim Vreira, the Pshat is, it's Ke'ilu, you bought it from your brother. And if you hold Yesh Vreira, it's Ke'ilu, you got it first. Even though no one specified, Tarsus, the Yerusha specified it. The Yerusha is half to this one and half to that one. Till we figure out which half, we just don't know. But if you want to make a Chalei She'ena Mavur, Tarsus Rid holds, you can't be Mavarit later. But that's all the sheet of the Tarsus Rid, and the sheet of Tarsus Mechayrus Nenvav, and the sheet of the Tarsus Shanim and Yuma Daf Nenhei. That the Pshat is that when you have a Chalei She'ena Mavur, and there is no reason why the later beer should work, you didn't specify it, and it's not inherent in the chalais, like we called it. There's no mechanism for making the later beer work. So even if you hold yesh breyer, it doesn't work. It remains non-mavur. Every time yesh breyer works, it is when the chalais that's not mavur mitchila is supposed to be alpi what's going to be mavur later. So that's a shaila, if that could work or no. There can't be such a thing. If the chalais is not mavur now, what happens later doesn't affect the previous chalais. But the Ritva, and Taisus here, and Taisus in Seita Yudches, they'll know. Any chalais that's not mavur, Yesh Breira says, go be mavarit. Whatever you mavarit, that's what's going to work. And the emes is that there's a svara to say that fakert. The machlokes Yesh Breira and Ein Breira is, when the chalais has to follow a certain birr, and that birr happens later, so maybe we don't say that lemafrei it's kilu the birr was before, and the birr that happens later doesn't resolve the suffix. But when the chalais was not mavur and didn't have to follow a certain birr, that even if you hold ein birr, you can be mavirit. Kama achreinim hold this way, because the chak nasan and the Taisus Yantiv is also very clearly mashman that way. They hold that Taisus Teretz. Taisus went like this. Taisus said that Agamar is Alz Breira. And Taisus asked Akasha, what if we pass an Aim Breira? And Taisus says, okay, the Gemara is going like the man the Yomi Yesh Breira. Then Taisus asked Akasha, but how the Chal would the Breira work? You have a Teruvah, so you can just decide to pick one and say that's the Isser and the rest is Mutter. That can't be. And Taisus says, according to these Achreinim Pshat, not like Rabbi Kivega, because the Chalais is Be'etzim not Mavur. That's why Breira would work. So the Chak Nosson says clearly, and the Taisus Yantiv is very much mashman this way, that Taisus means to answer the first Kasha also. Once the Chalais is Be'etzim not Mavur, it's not totally in Breira. Even if the old Aim Breira could work. When you said the Shnei Lugan Shnei Asid LaHafrish, so I need the Shnei Lugan Shnei Asid LaHafrish, Aim Breira says I can't make a Shnei Lugan Shnei Asid LaHafrish to work L'mafreya. I can't make a Mbachach L'mizuk to work L'mafreya. But when I don't have anything that has to be this or that, I just don't have. I have 10 sheep, connected 9 sheep and a dog. So now it's not Mavur. One of the sheep is connected the dog. It's not Mavur which one. So even if you hold Aim Breira, you could be Mavirit. It's a different shmooze. You don't need hover a davel mafreya. It's mavur from now on. As I bemis and stayed in the Shari Yesher to answer the Rambam, we asked on the Rambam, the Rambam paskins Aim Breira, and still the Rambam paskins that in the case where the sheep is worth the same price as the dog, so then you could pull out one sheep. So Rav Shimon, ukvar kodmei the Radvaz, that's printed in the Shabbos Yifrenkel Rambam, on the side of the Rambam, they say that l'maisa l'fi taisis svar, it's not totally in Breira. The Kavanasi canal, the whole machlekes of yesh Breira and ein Breira is when there's a mechanism which insists on a certain Breira, and the shailas of the Breira later work to make the chalais before. Mashenkin, when it's a chalais she'en a mavur, so everyone agrees you could just be mavarit, and from the time you mavarit and on, it's already a mavur now. It wasn't mavur before, but from now on, it's mavur. Rav Shimon Shkop learns this up in a Rashba. So let's see, come. We have a case, we have a chalois, which a chalais is intended to be a chalais based on a certain thing which is going to happen later. Like when you say, Shnei lugan sheni asir lahafrish, have a chalais, two lugan should be truma, and it's supposed to be the two lugan which I'm going to be mafrish later. I'm mekadish the isha that I'll decide later. Or like we said from the stipler, even the meis b'bayis, where the pshat is, the Pesach that's supposed to be tummy is the Pesach that the meis will go out of. Right now we don't know, so misafik, they're all tummy. But when you know which Pesach will go out of, so memela, that lemafreya now, only that's tummy. Where I said Yerusha is the same thing. Yerusha is the half that I get. Right now we don't know what it is. But once I get it, lemafreya, that's the one I'm supposed to get. So then there's a machlekes ein brera yesh brera. Yesh brera holds that the chalois right now, even though it's not mavur what it is, but it will be mavur later, and that bir huvra adavla mafreya, that's what the chalais is now. That's the shnei lugan. Whatever I'm going to end up being mafrich, that's the shnei lugan that the chum is chal now. If the chacham's in the kamba mizrach, then the eriv is chal now. That's if the old yesh brera. Ein brera says no. The bir that's going to happen later can't work for now, and will remain unmavur. Since at the time of the chalais, I didn't know which tulugan it is. It wasn't mavur which tulugan I'm going to be mafresh. The ones that mafresh later are not the tulugan that it had, that the chalais chum is on. It remains not mavur. But let's say I specifically make a chalais that's not mavur. Achas mishtei achayis, or the way Taisus here learns, I say these 10 sheep kenega, these 9 sheep and the dog. So it's not mavur which sheep, and there's no mechanism to be mavur it. So there's a machlekes rishonim. The Taisus read, and the Taisus shanim and yuma daf nun hei mid beis, and the Taisus mecheres naf nun vav says that there, even if you hold yesh brera, it doesn't work. Because there's no reason why this should be considered mavur. The chalais was not mavur, and there's nothing in the chalais that says that you could be mavarit. And you're going to have to be matchik a little bit in Agamara, that it, like Taisus says in mecheres, it's ki'ilu they made up. That whichever sheep we pick kenega the dog, that should be takabi the sheep kenega the dog. But it's only in this case where there's no indication that they wanted to leave it not mavur. So you say it's kilo they made up, that's what they meant. But if he originally intended the chalais shouldn't be mavur, like aches mishtei achayis, or any such case like this, one of these two things should be hektish. So even if you hold yesh brer, it won't become mavur. But Taisus here, and Taisus say the daf yud ches, and the Ritva in Kedushin, and in most of his Terutzim and Yevamos Daf Chav Gimel, holds that no, even if there's nothing in the Chalais telling you that it should be Mavur, but you're Mavarit, period. It's not Mavur, you can always be Mavarit, period. But the Chaknasin and the Tesis Yamdif and the Ritvaz and the Shara Yesher are saying that in the case where it's not mavur, and you just mavar it, but there's no reason to, there's nothing binding you to any specific beer, even if you hold ein brera, it works. Ein brera just means that if you need the shnei lugan shnei asur lahafrish, I need a specific shnei lugan, that can't go retroactive, so it'll never be mavur. Now, shenken, when there's no reason for the chalais to have any specific beer, so any beer I choose would work even if you hold ein brera. And now let's also discuss the Rambam. Again, we discussed it a little bit that the Rambam paskins that if the dog is worth the same as the sheep, you could designate one sheep to be the Mechir Kalv and the rest the Mutter. And the Mefarshim ask, the Rambam paskins that we say by the Raisa, Ein Breira. So the Kama Teritzim already mentioned some. We'll chazit them over and say a few more. Rabbi Kivega, the Shar Melech, the Mekar Chaim from the Nesivas, they answer that here it's derabanan because since the shaila became negeya when it was already b'taruvus and midaraisid's batal, so the whole question of brayer is only a question derabanan. Mikvega adds that if the shaila came up in taruvus and bechlal there's no problem of balechayim, and it's if you hold aim brayer it's stam batal, if you hold yesh brayer then it's like a davar sheish lematirim, and that's why you have to pick one. So either way it's mutter. But that's assuming that there could be bittul. We said as far, the Mardchai says that when the Issa wasn't nikkur before the Teruvus is bechlal no bittul. And then we said also Reb Shimon Shkav Svar that since there's no clear Issa and Mutter, it's all Eina Mavur, that also is a Siba why there shouldn't be bittul. Reb Shimon Shkav held away, but that's one teretz. The other teretz is up here, what we just said. The Radvaz says this, that if you're going to say that whenever the chalos is not mavur, and you never said it should be mavur, then even if you hold aim breira, a beer would work mikana laba, so that would also shtim very good with the Rambam. That's what the Radvaz says, the teretz. There's another similar teretz from the Marie Kirkus. It's really, I think, the same teretz, that the Yisayda Davar is that there's only a problem of saying Huvra Davalam Afreya, that what's chosen now should be the Chalais to be Chalam Afreya from before, but to be Mavara Mikana Labo, that's not a problem, even if you hold Embrera. There's another teretz from the Chazenish, and the Netziv really says it, that we really had a thing by Esnan, that if he says, Ibolli Betles Tam, he has a bunch of sheep, and he says, if you agree to be, well, to me, the schar would be one of these sheep. The Gemara says that's not called an Esnan, because he doesn't owe any specific sheep, so it's not called an Esnan. So it is a little bit schwer, why by Mechir is it called a Mechir? You say one of these sheep should be connected to the dog, and it's still called a Mechir. Sarachin a little bit. But the Chazanish wanted a taina that midiraisa is takin ochilik. It's only a dinder abanan. The Merim Yisad also says it in Siv. Since you didn't have a specific sheep, that would mean that's a chsarin in being a mechir kelev. Just like we see by Esnan, when you don't have a specific sheep, none of them is an Esnan. So who would then, when you don't have a specific sheep, so really none of them could be a mechir kelev. So the din mechir kelev b'chaygav is the rabbanan, and by the rabbanan you say yesh breira. That's another teretz on the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.